The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Fay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Same heart, same people, new name. Because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Fay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, care in common.
By Macon Trust, come grow with us.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The road trip to Community High School treated the teams from Clay County pretty good all in all. Both squads made some improvements in areas of need, and they both took their games against the capable AA teams into overtime. It's here in Lafayette tonight that Matt Walker and Rob Edwards hope their teams continue to improve as they face AAA Macon County for the second time. The Lady Dogs seek to avenge a 12-point loss to the Tigerettes, while the Dogs look for the season sweep of the Tigers. Tonight's results will serve as bragging rights for the victors until they meet again next year. So you better hold on to what you got. It's Macon County and Clay County. Get it on.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Park City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their compassion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Pounds of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermes Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Harper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Lake County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready to tip off Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Oh.
Folks, welcome to Clay County High School, Macon County High School, for the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our sixth basketball broadcast of the season. For the second time this year, we are on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong, and what a treat it was to call those overtime games on our last broadcast down at Community High School. Hopefully tonight's action will be just as good. Throughout this evening, I'll be joined later by legendary coach Joe Sims, who has returned to the broadcast table. He'll be joining me soon. Doug Strong will be with us for boys action. Joining me right now for what I believe is only the second broadcast. Not just the second game we've watched together in the gym. Been more of those, but only the second ever broadcast from this facility at Macon County. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver. Thomas, I don't think you made the road trip last year. Played them early last year, first week after football ended, and here we are a couple weeks later, back to broadcast again.
Yeah, early season matchup between these two neighboring county rivals has been for, quite some time, I think, and but it's only a short trip across the county line, and we expect a big crowd here tonight. And I think we're going to see another pair of competitive games as the Lady Dogs look for revenge and the Dogs try to complete the season sweep of Macon County, Daniel.
Yeah, I think so. And for the Lady Dogs, they lost that last one with 12 points, 40-52, in a game that they just never really played great in. I think they're looking to get over that hump and beat these AAA Tigrettes.
Totally agree with you. But we wouldn't have made this trip and all of the rest of them without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough. They make it all happen, and they're truly the stars of the show. And a special shout-out to Wellworth Bank, who is our presenting sponsor for the 2025-26 season on the hardwood here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank Russell West and all the friendly folks down there in downtown Salina enough, Daniel, for getting on board and spreading their new message here via the Horizon Sports Network.
Absolutely. We hope it's a great venue for them to do that. I know we have good numbers each and every time we go on because of these young athletes, and just thankful for Wellworth Bank for stepping up to be the presenting sponsor.
And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper to spread copies around the county today. So we hope you'll pick up a copy this week for coverage of Clay County's games last week and much, much more. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's games at community as we discuss that newspaper article in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show coming at you live from Lafayette.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show ahead of this big neighboring county clash between Clay County and Macon County. And it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. And that story in the paper this week talked about how the Clay County teams evened their seasons last Friday night when community knocked off the Lady Dogs in overtime by a score of 47-42 to hand the Clay County girls their second consecutive loss. Ella Eads, who led the Lady Dogs in scoring with 18 points, tied the game at 39 with 6 seconds remaining in regulation to send the contest into the extra period. The Viqueens then outscored the Clay County girls 8-3 in overtime to secure the victory. Natalie Smith also posted 14 points for the Lady Dogs in the contest, including a three-pointer in the second quarter to help her team only trail 21-19 at halftime. Clay County found themselves down 33-28 heading into the fourth before Eads rallied her team to force the overtime period. She finished with 18. Smith had those 14. Cleo Crawford, 6, and Brooklyn Scott, 4, Daniel. Clay County kind of showed some gumption there to get it into that extra period. Just couldn't close the deal, though.
Yeah, and I think even though it was a loss, I think a game that you saw the Lady Dogs grow in a lot of areas they had been weak in. Hopefully they'll continue tonight, and I think we'll like the outcome if it does.
On the boys' side, Nolan Adams scored a season-high 28, and Cole Lee's added 17 for the Dogs, and their 61-59 overtime victory at Community last Friday night. The largest lead for either team was 5 points in a close first half that ended with Clay County ahead 36-35 before they battled to a 45-all tie at the end of the third, and the game remained knotted at 51 at the end of regulation. Adams then posted 7 of his the Dogs' 10 points in overtime to seal the 2-point victory. Again, he had 28, each 17, Jake Copeland 8, Hayden Sherry 6, and Juju Villa had 2 in that one. And honestly, I think that was a big win for Clay County. Solid community team.
Yeah, they were. And, yeah, basically Clay County has played, not just because they got the win, for a lot of reasons, and should give them a lot of belief they need heading into the holiday break.
Hope they can carry that over here tonight at Macon County. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Macon County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Big news coming from Twin Lakes. Introducing Tri-Lite Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Lakes Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names: Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show from Macon County High School. It's time for the Back Home Electric Girls 7A update. Looking back to Friday night's action, it was Clay County who lost at Community in overtime, 42-47. Pickett County beat Eagleville in Birdstown, 70-45. Jackson County lost to Stone Memorial in a close one, 44-45. On Saturday, Clark Range beat Whitley County, Kentucky, 52-26. And last night, Jackson County beat these Macon County Tigerettes, 52-37. So, pretty strong win for Coach Brown's ladies over these Tigerettes.
Yeah, it is. Jackson County's pretty good. You know, they've played a real tough schedule so far. They've lost some games, but they beat this much by 15. That's a pretty good statement for them.
Sure is. Tonight's action, Clay County, of course, right here at Macon County. Got Red Bull and Springs hosting Gordonsville. And if I'm not mistaken, we've got Clark Range hosting Oakdale, I believe, tonight. Thursday night, we'll see Jackson County at Windermere Prep, Florida. Pickett County on Friday will be at Lenore City. Also on Friday, Clark Range will be at Coffee County facing Brentwood. Saturday, Clay County will host DeKalb County. And also on Saturday, Clay County will host East Robertson at the Christmas Classic in Joe Sims Gym. A doubleheader, so to speak, for the Clay County ladies. The first one will be around, I think, a 12 o'clock tip on Saturday. And then the Quinn Ultimate game, the second to last of the night before the boys' game. So kind of looking forward to what's now probably the third or fourth Christmas Classic that'll be held in Salina.
Yeah, that's always I kind of look forward to those things. I don't think we got to have one last year. I think some of the teams dropped out. They didn't get to have it, but it starts on Friday, right?
Yes.
We play Cumberland County.
Boys play Friday. The girls has been shifted. Both of their games are on Saturday.
Oh, so they don't play Friday.
Yeah. Okay. I think there were some tweaks, as there oftentimes are.
Okay.
Overall records, coach, in the district right now, Clark Range 6-4, Red Bull 5-4, Jackson County 5-6, Clay County 4-4, Pickett County 3-5. None of that really means nothing since nobody's played district.
It's all very deceptive, I'll tell you, because Pickett, you know, they played a real tough schedule. They've lost 5 or 6 games, and Jackson also, and, I mean, we've lost some games, but we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out after Christmas, you know.
No doubt. The Girls 7-Day Update's been brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodels, service calls, and more from your local licensed and insured electrician. Count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. We'll go ahead and roll right into Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Thim's thoughts on this contest. The Tiger Reds shaping up to be a strong team. 7-2 record. Clay County sitting even at 4-4, kind of deceiving a little bit. 12-point loss the last time out for the Lady Dogs, Coach.
Yeah, I thought the game at home, we played pretty decent the first half. Led most of the half. Ended up, I think, being down 1 at halftime. But we came out after the halftime, and we didn't play much. You know, ended up losing by 12, and the longer it went, the worse it got. And we've had a couple of not-too-good games since then. But I thought the game Friday night, of course, I wasn't there, but I watched it on tablet. I thought we played better than we had a couple of games, even though we lost. We give that bunch pretty good ball team down there at Unionville. I thought we gave them a good run for their money, you know, lost it overtime. So, you know, hopefully we can carry over what we did Friday night and play 4 quarters tonight. If we play 4 quarters, we can beat this team.
Of course, if you look at these last 2 losses on the record, the Gordonsville loss, at Community loss, one thing that jumps out at me, junior shooting guard Halen Garrison held to nearly scoreless in those games.
Yeah.
Only 4 shot attempts, 2 two-point attempts, 2 three-point attempts in the community game. Not a lot of shots there. We're going to go ahead straight to break for Anthem. We'll be back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
You're watching a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying confidence, same heart, same people, new name, because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they did it most since 1949.
The Happy Sag and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, caring common.
By Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
by Dale Holland One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Right before the break, you heard Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We will be doing now the Gone Country Cafe starting lineups when I get my flashlight turned on. And here we go. Making Kenny Tigerettes, they're the home team tonight, wearing those white home jerseys, blue numerals on them, trimmed in red. Head coach Kalen Thompson, 7-2 record this year. They do ride a one-game losing streak into the contest. Starting for Macon County, junior number 14, Allie Austin. Junior number 33, Ariana Jones. Senior number 12, Chloe Solomon. Senior number 21, Teddy Slayton. And a senior number 22, Katie Jo Shockley, who had a lot over in Salina lately. Clay County Lady Bulldogs, visiting team tonight, wearing those black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, trimmed in white. Head coach Matt Walker, 197 wins to 98 losses in his career. 4-4 record this season, two-game losing streak. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Natalie Smith. Junior number 11, Haley Garrison. Senior number 23, Baylor Walden. Senior number 24, Ella Eads. And a sophomore number 44, Leah Crawford. The starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials for 2 p.m., extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday Night Catfish. Have you gone country lately? Coach Sims kind of got cut off there as we was finishing up Tipsy's Final Take. Just was mentioning there that in the last two games, Smith and Eads, you've seen them hitting their averages. Garrison's been held to single digits. Really need to kind of get out of that.
Yeah.
Going to have to get creative to find shots maybe.
Yeah, it's a problem, you know, trying to get her shots, where she's not very big, but, I mean, they're not going to let her stand at her and shoot. Everybody knows she can shoot. You know, we're going to have to, you know, run her off some screens or something to try to get her some shots because, you know, I don't think – we could reach our potential unless she's, you know, scoring some, getting, you know, at least in double figures every game. But she's too good a shooter, you know, not to be able to. But if you can't get shots, you know, you can't score.
Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Tigress will shoot at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Good venue. To call a contest from Thomas, we talked about only the second one here. I kind of like how it's laid out, a little different than a lot of them. Cool place.
Great atmosphere. You got the big screen over to your right, the music going, and Macon controls the tip.
You got that tight view tonight. You'll be able to see things up close and personal if I can keep the camera where the action's at. Tigerettes with the possession, open up. Whistles blow. Veteran official Luke Dacus on the call tonight.
Yep, first time I've seen him this year.
He hands over to Allie-Kate Austin. Austin, a junior, sang the national anthem here, did an outstanding job. Now, Katie Jo Shockley. Thomas, I know you'll break it all down later as we go along. She had a lot in that first game.
Yeah, led the Tigerettes with 25, but they also had two others in double figures in that first meeting. So, a pretty solid team.
Allie-Kate Austin misses the three-pointer. Baylor Walden, the rebound. That's something Coach Sims, we bragged on in the community game. Clay County did a lot better job on the boards.
They did. They did a lot better shot selection,
yes.
Too.
Baylor Walden inside. Kicks it back out. She's
that's
well
pretty
defended.
Good look
three
there.
Ball, Garrison.
Yeah, she missed it.
Missed off the right side.
We can get her a few of those. She'll knock some down in a minute. Because that's a pretty good look there.
Well, we got it to the post. Played a little inside-out game
there. Yeah, I mean,
that's
really all you got to do.
Got to collapse on it, don't
they? Yeah.
Three ball missed by Macon County. Another rebound to Baylor Walden.
That's a good block out there with Baylor.
Eads now with it. Eads in the front court. Kicks outside to Crawford. Kalia drives
good
inside. Pass. To Walden wide open. Shot.
Yeah, good job.
Assist from Crawford. Bucket by Walden. And there's that offensive growth we're seeing out of this Lady Dog team. 2-9. Black, purple, and gold in front. Shockley with the ball. Left wing. Kicks in the corner to Austin. inside, we've got a good matchup there between Kaylee Slayton and Walden. Slayton had a good game over there, too. It's still bad.
Well,
Eads on the fast break.
That'll be smart.
3-on-2. Puts on the brake. Sets up at the top of the key. Ellen now going to drive. Kicks out to Kalia. Kalia works left. Gives to Natalie. Natalie going to reset. Coach Walker sends in the call. Baylor Walden and Helen Garrison at the free throw line. Garrison with it. Kick back to Crawford. Kalia circles the wagons into the paint. Kicks back to Baylor. Baylor long two ball. And
yeah, good job.
Baylor Walden's got a stroke.
Again.
She's got all of Clay County's four.
You know, that's a good shot. You know,
yes,
we work
will.
It, pass it a few times, get a good shot. We'll hit a good percentage of them.
Don't have a hand in the face. Plenty of room around you. Austin gives to Shockley. Yeah, I maintain Clay County is better than these Tigerettes. Got to just play it out and see it in front of us tonight. Shockley defended by Crawford. Kick cross court to Austin. Swung now into the hands of Solomon. Solomon at left wing, defended by Garrison. Inside to Slayton. Back out to Solomon. Nearly another takeaway. Good defense, guys.
Yeah, you see Clay County kind of doubling down on the post inside, Coach, with Garrison and others.
Yeah, that 21's considerably bigger than Baylor.
Another missed three ball. All shots, three-pointers so far for the Tigerettes. They've yet to hit one. 4-0. Clay County in front, 4:50 and ticking first quarter. Garrison, top of the key, shot faking a drive all the way to the rack. Shot's up.
Good. Good job.
That's what we got to do. 6-0. Clay County leading. 4:35 mark of this first quarter. Tigerettes 7-2. Their only losses coming to Jackson County and Livingston Academy. Drive now by Austin. Picks up the dribble. Kicks to Solomon. Solomon against Garrison. Works into the hands of Savannah King, a freshman who drew the start tonight for the Tigerettes. Drive by Austin. Shot blocked by Crawford. Clea Crawford, one of those unsung heroes sometimes. Really long, really good defender. Or was that Natalie? They're built very similar.
They are, but that was Natalie Smith with the length right there. Two-handed block.
Ella Eads in the corner. Swings to Halen. Halen back to Ella.
What about?
3:50 and ticking here. Clean sweep so far, Coach Sims, 6-0.
That's right.
Garrison, step back three. Going to be no good. Rebound Walden. Power dribble. Put back
good
in
job.
There. Baylor Walden putting on the show. Got six and Clay County's eight. Walden has been a lot stronger on the offensive boards these last two games. I love it. Slayton. Underhand layup. Gets it to go. 8-2.
She's the one that really hurt us at our place. I think she had about 25 or something like that.
Yeah, she played good. Had a lot of rebounds.
Yeah.
Crawford on the drive, all the way to the hoop. Blew past the defender. Allie Kane Austin couldn't keep up with Clea Crawford.
Seen a lot of improvement in her so far this year.
Kind of has shifted into that main starter there. And is playing confident. And that was the thing. That's all she needed in a foul call on Slayton. A couple of these girls, you know, Baylor and Clea both, I would throw in that group, just needed to believe in themselves.
Yeah.
Be confident.
Yeah.
And you kind of see that happening.
Well, a lot of it comes, you know, playing smart, you know, taking what the defense gives you. You can't run down there and dribble in there without passing and expect to score.
Right.
You know,
just
it takes,
a high percentage.
Takes 10 passes, do 10 passes.
Long two ball, Ella Eads missed her, another rebound. Walden. Walden back up. Ooh, ball gets hung. Thought she could have been fouled there.
Yeah.
Jump ball call.
Third ball.
I really love the attitude and edge Walden's playing with tonight, Thomas.
Yeah, and again, I think it goes back to what Coach says, you know, just playing under control besides the effort she's given. You know, running the offensive sets, being patient, and getting good shots in the half court.
Clay County to inbound. Natalie with it, the junior guard. Tries to work into where to go.
Yeah.
Getting close to five. Works into Crawford. Kalia with it. 2:35 mark of this first quarter. Ella Eads to the hoop.
What a foul.
I thought a foul there. No whistles, though.
Man,
Ariana Jones with a block shot.
Should have been two.
Brooklyn Scott and Tyler Adams coming to the scores table to check in. Clay County inbounding again. Bounce pass into Eads. Ella in the paint. Left block.
Good.
10-2. Make it 12-2 now. Ella with her first points. Katie Jo Shanti kicks to Solomon inside to Slayton. Slayton in the paint. Nowhere to go. Gives back to Keene. Now kick to Solomon. Three ball good. As Coach Kaylin Thompson sees her team's first three-pointer foul.
We had a hand in her face, too.
12-5. Smith on the drive.
Go, Natalie.
Drew the foul. Goes to the free throw line. Nice finish by Smith. Smith on the season, if my update is correct, 38% free throw shooter, is actually lower than that last week. She had a good night shooting that community from the free throw line. That percentage really grew. Completes good. The three-point play.
Yeah, she's too good a shooter to be shooting 20-something percent from the foul line.
We talked about it. Maybe it got in her own head a little bit or something.
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah, I think she was 3-for-4 down the stretch in that game to send it into overtime at community to help Age do that.
Sure did. Solomon drains another one. Second three-pointer good. This one's starting to heat up. 15-8 now the score. Lady Dogs up a 7. Take his head throughout. That's an Age three ball. No good. Rebound. Foul going to be called on Tyler Adams. That's a good foul. Got to get in there and fight. And I tell you, Tyler will do that.
Yeah.
She's averaging 2.8 rebounds a game herself off the bench.
That's pretty good.
She was working against the taller Ariana Jones. Of course, Jones got away with the block shot foul a few minutes ago. Minute 20 left in this first quarter. Tiger Reds with the ball. Solomon left wing, actually Shockley. Now Solomon top of the key. Gives to Slayton, who's backed out against Scott. Now back inside to King. Back to Slayton. Layup. No good. Rebound at Eads. Eads out to Garrison. 2-on-1. Garrison and Adams working against Solomon. Down to Adams at the block. Power dribble shot up. No good. Goes out of bounds off of Ella Eads. Tyler ended up momentum. Took her under the hoop. Tough to be under
the hoop. Yeah, good opportunity to score there in transition.
Under a minute to play in this first quarter. 15-8. Clay County leading by 7 over Macon. King gives off to Jones. Jones now going to hand back to King. King gives to Shockley, who has been really neutralized in this first quarter.
Yes.
No points.
Scoreless so far, and just good defensive effort from Clay County.
Foul call, 19.6 seconds left in this first quarter.
You know, without the back-to-back threes from Chloe Solomon, this is a much bigger margin for Clay County at this point, as both of their scoring stars have been held in check early.
Yeah, no doubt you'd be looking at a 15-2 game. Solomon now with it. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Shockley, top of the key, defended by Tyler. Hands back off to Solomon. Solomon to King. King against Smith. Now to Jones. Slayton. Shockley. Three ball. No good. Buzzer sounds. First quarter is done. It's a good one for Orr Clay County. 15-8. Lady Dogs lead.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Lady Dogs lead the Tigerettes of Macon County 15-8, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. The senior, Baylor Walden, leading the way for Clay County with 6 points in the first quarter. Ella Eads, Halen Garrison, both with 2. Natalie Smith has 3. Kalia Crawford, 2 for the Lady Dogs. So all 5 starters on the board. For Macon County, Kaylee Slayton has 2. Chloe Solomon, 6 for the Tigerettes. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Tiger Hicks with the ball. Keen inside. Kicks outside to Austin. Her shot no good. Rebound Garrison. Haylen with it. Going to bring it out of there. Slowly crosses the timeline. Gets the information from Coach Walker. And they start to execute the play. Walden at the wing. Back to Haylen. Deep three ball right side.
Yeah.
Haylen Garrison, you called it, Coach.
Yeah.
Give her two or three of those. She'll hit one.
That's
and she does. Got to feel good for Garrison. Of course, you know, a lot of folks are streaky in their shooting. And when she's hot, she is hot. Speaking of streaky shooters, I just shared with Coach Sims in the break. Freshman Parker Upchurch in the JV game before this, 11 of 18 from 3 points. Over 40 points scored in the contest. He had his stroke going for sure.
No doubt. Raining from deep was Upchurch.
He was firing from the right wing. That was his favorite spot. He's always good for several in a contest, and he put on a show tonight. Garrison with it. Top of the key gives to Walden. 6:40 and ticking here in this second quarter. 18-8. Lady Dogs up by 10. Coach Sims feeling good right now.
Yeah, right now. We'll just keep it up.
And I like the patience here.
Yeah, if we keep playing smart, you know, we'll be all right.
Clay County probably a quicker team than making it. And I think that's, you know, we beat them off the dribble a couple of times.
Yeah.
Just have to see how it unwinds or to be able to chew time up. And here's a foul.
Yeah.
Jones, hard not to call that one.
Yeah. And that was a good penetration there. She had to clear out. You know, she didn't have to take it against three like we do sometimes. She only had to beat one.
Yeah, for her size, Natalie Smith's got a quick first step.
Yes, she has.
Yeah, got a good mixture of skills, you know, with the length and different stuff. Smith, really a strong player, 9.9 points per game scoring, 5.8 points, or 5.8 rebounds per contest, has moved into first in that position.
She hit both of them.
Hit the power, making it 20-8. 6:10 and ticking. Second quarter. Shockley, top of the key. Scoreless so far in this contest. Inside to Slayton. Slayton against Walden.
Rebound.
Shot up. Good defense by Baylor. Shot was wide of the mark. Rebound Clay County. Natalie, top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Gets it to Baylor.
Interesting to me, they have Kaylee Slayton out on Ella East trying to use the length against Clay County's leading scorer.
Nice little move by Crawford. Couldn't score. Ended up having a hand in her face. Shot was no good from Ryan Blanc. Austin inside to Slayton. Slayton spins to her left. Travel, no whistles. Bo missed her shot anyway. Walden the rebound. Baylor owning Slayton in the paint right now.
Yeah, as long as she can keep her pushed out off that block.
He's going to drive. Out of the right block. Kicks it back out to Walden. Now Natalie left wing. 20-8. 5:10 and ticking. Final score of the last meeting was 52-40 in favor of the Tigerettes. Smith in the paint gets
shot.
It to go.
Man.
Drove the right side of the lane. Natalie likes the left side. Ended up going to the right side that time and got the bucket. Timeout taken. I want to stay on air here just to talk about something real quick. In football, during a Battle Bulldog history, we always take the time to talk about a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member who has passed away. We don't have that in the pregame show here. During basketball, so I'm going to take this quick time out, just a minute. I mentioned Kenneth Osh Hamilton passed away after 57 years of marriage to Linda and all the different things that they have done in this community. And he was a 2011 inductee into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, into that second class. So going in that early lets you know just how good a player he was. And, of course, his son, Jason Arhead Hamilton, also a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, and had the opportunity to speak at his funeral on Sunday. And he'll be missed. Just a good one, Coach Sims.
Yeah, I didn't really know Osh that well, but, of course, I coached Jason for a year in junior high, but he was always supportive of me, and I thought a lot of him. And Linda, I know her pretty well, but they were good people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So our thoughts with Aunt Linda as she continues on. So a bucket for Shockley. The drought broken. She got it off left block. 4:25 and ticking, second quarter, 22-10. Of course, Kenneth's other child, Paula Sue Hamilton Moon. I always mention Jason, but got to mention Paula Sue as well.
Yeah.
Ella Eads gets the three to go. Clay County, I don't want to jinx anything. No. Nobody does, but could we play better right now?
Well, we're doing good, but I mean, we're playing smart. You know, we're not playing crazy like we have a couple of games.
You've seen the penetration and the kick out. You've seen open shots as they're working to get them, and they're taking them when they have them, Daniel. And, you know, it's kind of been about the mismatch on the outside with Natalie Smith. That time she blew by, kicked it out. Eads knocked it down.
Smith, another rebound off a Jones missed three-pointer. Fast break to Crawford. Crawford shot up. Ooh, a little too far underneath, similar to Adams.
Brady was going to go out of bounds, but she tracked it down, but under the backboard.
That momentum's tough to stop sometimes. Yeah. 3:25 and ticking. Lady Dogs up a 15. 25-10. Solomon, right wing, defended by Garrison. Gives off to Shockley, who's defended by Crawford. Tough draw for Shockley with Crawford on there. I mentioned the similar build to Smith. Got that same length and maybe even a little quicker a foot.
Yeah, she's done a good job on her so far.
Well,
early in this one, and we talk about you know, personnel as far as who gets the start between Brooklyn Scott and Clea Crawford. And tonight, that's why you're seeing that.
Yeah.
As Crawford enters the game, though.
Yeah, if you end up with two bigs, you'll see Walden and Scott both on the court. If there's one, a lot of times you'll see Crawford. 3:03 mark of this second quarter. Scott, Smith, Adams, Eads, and Garrison on the court. Walden and Crawford getting a breather. 3 minutes left in this second quarter. Natalie Smith, top of the key, backs it out, picks up the dribble, hands to Ella. Yeah, across the guards with Eads, Smith, and Garrison. Clay County very rich in that department. Smith now going to be called for a double dribble.
You don't see that too often.
No. The one we got the other night, I don't know if you watched the boys' game.
Yeah, I did.
Of course, the carry. Carry called that they was getting on with a strange one.
Yeah, they call several calls down there that you don't normally see up here.
Right, different association. Shockley a turnover. 2:26. Both teams kind of hitting a little bit of a speed bump here in the action. 25-10.
A little press here by Macon County.
Tyler works into Natalie. Natalie going to walk it up the court against the full court man pressure. Shockley going to pick her up at the timeline. Here's the trap. We pass out of the trap. Tyler with it. Kicks to Halen. Halen, three ball.
Oh,
yeah.
Good shot.
Second of the night.
I thought they got a hand on that, but I guess they didn't.
Of course, Garrison hit 7 3-pointers against Friendship Christian. Then went cold for the game, Gordon's one community game.
Yeah.
A rebound by Garrison. Solomon a little wild with it off the side of the backboard.
Be smart.
Minute 50 left in this second quarter. Halen, top of the key. It's all about stopping and popping, but gave it up.
Well,
now a throwaway, a little high, as Natalie tried to get it to Tyler. Minute 42 left, 28-10. Lady Dogs up by 18 points. Maybe the biggest lead of the season outside of like the Jellicoe game or something.
Yeah, it's been a complete performance here for the Lady Dogs so far in this first half, and only 2 points for Macon County here in the second quarter. Minute and a half left. In the half, and you know, besides the scoring, Clay County's played some really good defense.
Oh, we're playing great defense down there. Like I said, that 21, that big girl, she killed us at our place. And I think she hit one shot so far, hasn't she?
Yeah, it's been good. Walden originally playing her well, now Brooklyn Scott taking up the role. Scott to Eads, Ella right side, shot faking a drive. Ooh, threw up the shot, and that's a tough call, you know.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, I kind of thought number 10, Keelan Gregory, got there, but no official. So Ella at the line to shoot two. Ella, 81% free throw shooter. Second highest percentage on the team.
Got
Kalia Crawford, 88% from the free throw line. And it's not just on, you know, 8 of 10. What's that on? Let's see. 14 of 16.
That's
Porcella almost is automatic, and just so his Hit both of those.
And you get above 80, you're getting in elite company.
Ella, 30 of 37 before coming into tonight, and she's perfect in that mark tonight.
I don't think I ever had anybody shoot better than about 81 or 2. I remember one year, Deanna Donaldson and Holly Wright both shot a little over 80. You know, I think that's the two best I ever had.
Mightily impressive. So another empty possession, Thomas, for the Tiger Reds this time.
Yeah, Clay County out to a 20-point lead now at 30-10. And, you know, you see Macon County just kind of blowing up a little bit down the stretch here with turnovers.
35 seconds and ticking. Second quarter action. Natalie drives, kicks to Tyler. Tyler to the top, gives to Ella.
Keep running.
20-point lead and a 25-second clock.
No.
Adams going to fire the three left side. Missed off the side of the iron. Tiger Reds back with it. 15 seconds left in the half. Keene out top. Swings back to Shockley. Keene again to Austin. She quickly fires the three. Airballed it. Saved by Shockley. Goes off of Adams, and it'll be awarded to the Tiger Reds. 4.5 seconds on the clock. Shockley to inbound. Works it into Austin.
Play them tight.
2 seconds. 1 second. Austin took too much time. Worked it into Slayton. Shot wasn't good, but it wouldn't have been anyway.
No.
It was after the buzzer. What a hack. Best of the year, I will say, for the Lady Dogs. 30-10. They lead the Macon County Tigerettes at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local, regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Lafayette for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Lady Dogs of Clay County lead the Tigerettes of Macon County 30-10 here at the break. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Complete game from the Lady Dogs so far as they scored 15 in each quarter to get 30 at halftime. But it's been about the defense also for the Lady Dogs as they hold the team from Lafayette to 10 first half points, 8 in the first quarter, 2 in the second stanza. The Tigerettes scored. And Clay County led 15-8 at the end of the first, and then they outscored them 15-2 in the second to surge out ahead by 20 points here at halftime at 30-10. And it's been across the board scoring for Clay County, as you see Ella Eads and Natalie Smith both with 7 points each. Haylen Garrison's leading the way with 8 for Clay County as she buried 2 threes in the second. Baylor Walden, a good start for her. She has 6 points. And then Kalia Crawford also 2 for the Lady Dogs. For Macon County, Katie Jo Shockley being held to 2 points at halftime. Also Kaylee Slayton with 2. Chloe Solomon, the bright spark for the Tigerettes, knocked down 2 threes in the first quarter for Macon County and has 6 here to break, where Clay County leads Macon County in the girls' game 30-10. This first half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBaconTrust.com. Macon Bacon Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here at halftime in the girls' game with Clay County leading 30-10.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network from Macon County High School, 30-10. Lady Dogs up by 20 at the break. Time for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer. Herman Springs basketball. Last Thursday, the junior high girls beat Union Heights 40-31, and the boys lost 25-44. The junior high girls are 8-7, and the boys are 6-8. Then Hermitage Springs hosted the 5th, 6th grade Cumberland Rim Conference tournament on Saturday. 5th, 6th girls beat Salina K-8 18-8. Then they lost to Trousdale County 16-27 to finish as the runner-up, ending their season with a 7-6 record. The 5th and 6th boys lost to Trousdale County 9-40, ending their season at 0-13. The junior high teams will be at Forks River on Thursday of this week, then travel to Hartsville on Saturday for the Junior High Conference Tournament. Hermitage Springs Junior High boys are scheduled for a 10-15 tip. Son of K-8 basketball. The K-8 5th and 6th teams were at that Hermitage Springs Hale Conference Tournament Saturday. K-8 girls lost to Hermitage Springs, as we said, in the semifinals, ending their season at 2-11 for the 5th and 6th grade girls. 5th and 6th boys beat Redbourne Springs 26-22. Then they lost to Trousdale County 10-40 to finish as the runner-up. Their season ends at 5-9. The K-8 junior high teams will be in action at the Cumberland Rim Conference Tournament on Saturday in Hartsville. The boys are scheduled for a 12:45 tip. I didn't know the girls' tip times for Hermitage Springs and Sonic K-8 junior high girls. Raptors 9:05. Tyreek Ken, the Raptors, what about this? An impressive 14-0 start to open the season. They played today, beat the Westchester Knicks 126-99. Now they'll enjoy a holiday break and return to the court on Saturday, December the 27th, against the Maine Celtics. And finally, the East-West All-Star football game. Reese Adams joined nearly 100 senior football players representing over 60 high schools from across the state in Clarksville for the Tennessee East-West All-Star Classic at Austin Peay University this past Saturday. He saw a lot of action. He played for the East. His team won. Saw him record one tackle around the third quarter. I wouldn't ever watch every play of the whole thing, but able to keep up. Very extremely proud that he was there representing Clay County High School, and just proud of him and the accomplishments that he made during his football career. This week's, his high school football career. He's got a collegiate career coming up. This week's Ogre Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof, metal, and more. They're the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We have switched ends of the floor. Hopefully, that won't change the momentum of the game. Clay County working in the hoop to our right during this third and fourth quarter. Garrison, top of the key, works left, step back, fires the three, no good off the left side. Rebound, Shockley. Shockley across the timeline, sets up at right wing. She was held to 2 points in that first quarter. Bucket good from Slayton. Quickly, Clay County ahead. Crawford into the paint. High off the glass, no good. A rebound by Solomon. And the Tiger Reds now with the early momentum in this third quarter. 30-12 the score. Three ball, left side by Austin. No good rebound, Garrison. Garrison has it knocked away, regathers it. Garrison averaging 3.6 rebounds a contest. Who gives LAE? Ella now with it, shakes and bakes, drives, shot hits the underside of the backboard, and the Tigerettes quickly come the other way. So about three quick possessions for Clay County. Maybe the next one will be more methodical. Slayton gets two to go.
We can't let her just take the game over.
Fast break opportunity. Crawford going to back it out, get for Garrison. Garrison, three ball right side, too short, and another fourth trip. Empty to open this third quarter.
You see Macon County content to go to the post, try to be patient to start, Coach.
I would be too. You know, we got to stop her. We did a great job on the first half, and she's already scored twice here.
That's how Clay opened the first quarter, going inside the wall, and she had the first six of Clay County's first eight. So maybe a return to that for the Lady Dawgs.
Those first two buckets she got, Walden got switched off on her. So she scored those against somebody else on those trips. But Walden is doing a good job of keeping her from getting deep where she's deadly when she gets that close to the rim.
Allocate Austin checking out. Jones checking back in. Shockley left side on the inbound play. 5:55 and ticking third quarter. Clay Kenny up by 16, 30-14. Shockley fires the three. No good. Rebound Smith. Natalie, outlet pass ahead to Crawford. Crawford in the paint. Shot blocked by Slayton. Clay County trying to play fast here, and it's almost the opposite of what we did in the first half.
Yeah, it's really what I don't think we need to do.
You know, good idea. Good pass by Natalie getting it down there.
Oh, good move.
And here we are. Like Eads gets it to go.
A Houdini act from Eads right there.
I ended up missing. Sorry, I did. I'll have to go back and rewatch it. Slayton at the elbow. Drives against Waldenauer. Better is denying again. Given to Jones. Now Solomon. Solomon a shot fake and a drive. Lay up good. Tiger Edge with a run here. Clay County has scored here in the third quarter. Only two. They were outscored 6-2 at this point. Eads in the corner. 5-minute mark of the third. Ella drives. Kicks to Natalie. Natalie works against King. Kicks to Kalia. Kalia hands to Ella. Ella works the right side and kicks back to Baylor. Here's that methodical pace again, looking for that good shot.
We got a good lead. We don't have to take a bad shot.
Walden, spin move. Shot didn't go. Rebound Tiger Edge. Quickly to Slayton. Slayton scores off the left side. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 4:38 mark of this third quarter. And we'll go ahead and play an ad in return.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Macon County on a little 8-2 run to start the second half. It's still 32-18 in favor of the Lady Dogs, though, Danny.
Yeah, that 14-point lead, I liked it better when it was at 20, though, Thomas.
Yeah.
4:30 and ticking. Natalie Smith across the timeline sets up shop at the top of the key. Inside to Scott. Brooklyn shot. Partially deflected there, but touched glass, I assume, by Brooklyn. I mean, either the wrist or the ball was something obstructed the shot. Not a foul and not Clay County's ball. Now a foul called against Tyler, I guess. Now, she ain't done nothing no different than anybody's done all night.
I don't know. Not with the body, I guess.
I just don't see that one compared to what we've seen prior. Tyler with two personals. Shockley misses the free throw. 4:15 mark in the third, 32-18. Lady Dogs in front. Sag went away. Shockley hits it. 13 points the difference. LA Eads across the timeline. Tiger Edge having a good third quarter. Clay County was up 30-10 at the half. 32-19 right now. Eads at left wing. Uses a Scott screen. Tries to get to Adams. That pass never got to Tyler. It was taken away by Slayton. Slayton going to go the other way and score. The 20-point lead is down to 11. As Clay County is being outscored here. Oh, Hannah Garrison stops
that's
the drought.
Big.
Third three-pointer of the night for Garrison.
Need to stop now.
Single game three-point leader against the Tigerettes is three-point great Michelle Chambers, her senior year, 1998. 8 three-pointers made in a contest against the Tigerettes. Coach Sims, I know how well you remember things. I'm sure you remember that game.
I do.
Slayton on the inbound should have had two. Fortunately, missed it. Rebound Natalie Smith. Smith the other way. Going to put on the brakes. Natalie gives to Ella. Ella at the elbow, gives to Halen. Halen going to drive in the paint, lost the handle, picked up by Jones. Ariana Jones passes to Shockley. Shockley across the timeline, back to Jones. Solomon top of the key, defended by Garrison. Hand off to King. You got Adams, Space Guard, and Solomon. Solomon with a good first half with the three-pointers. So Tyler, a defensive specialist, being brought in to defend her while Kalia Crawford's on the bench. 2:40 and ticking, third quarter, 35-21. Fay County just straight man defense, it seems. We got another foul on Tyler?
Yeah. She touches somebody, looks at somebody, it's a foul.
That's her third personal. You know, in one sense, Tyler, that first guard off the bench can afford to some extent to come in and be really aggressive, but at the same time, pretty valuable. Don't need to lose her too soon. Now foul call against Macon.
Yeah.
Solomon called for the over-the-back.
Yeah, Adams crashing the boards just kind of took that hand to the back.
You know, neither, similar to the community game, neither of these teams has been sent to the free throw line very often.
No.
Saw Natalie make a trip, saw Ella make a trip. May have been it in the first half, four free throws.
That's right.
Natalie shot four.
Had the and one opportunity. So, yeah, five attempts, and we made them all.
Well,
he's in the paint, throws it over the top of Slayton and out of bounds. So some of the stuff we were not seeing in the first half, we are seeing now in terms of some turnovers and things.
Yeah.
Have we seen a different defensive look from Coach Thompson?
No.
Tiger Ed's missed. Solomon with the three ball. LA's been harassed. Gets it to Smith. Natalie now in a trap. Macon County trying to use their length. The timeline is crossed, but the ball thrown away. So the pressure sped up the Lady Dogs and another turnover.
Scott was telling her wide open. They put nobody in her area. We threw it past her.
Coach Walker takes the timeout. We'll stay on our. Clay County leads by 14, 35, 21, minute 45 left in the third. Thomas wanting to talk about Wellworth Bank, I believe.
Yeah, Bank of Salina is now Wellworth Bank. But don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. It hasn't sold. They're still the same people and the same service you rely on, just with a new name and a new look, because you're Wellworth, the bank that believes in you. For years, Citizens Family of Banks has been operating in our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina, and their heart for serving the people of this community is the same as it has been for more than 100 years. With an unwavering commitment to care for one another, care for our futures, and care for things that matter, they care because you're worth it. Wellworth Bank, care in common, Daniel.
Tigers with the ball coming out of this timeout. Minute 40 left in this third quarter. 14 points the lead. It was cut to 11. Then Garrison knocked down the three, pushed it back to 14. Shockley, right wing, defended by Crawford, gives up to Jones, defended by Smith. Back to Shockley now. Shockley has done a good job with Shockley tonight. Shockley was only with 3 points in this contest. Slayton in the paint, defended by Walden. Foul going to be called. I wonder if they get Ella. They do get Ella for collapsing down. Ella sliding down trying to help double team, but only her first personal.
Maybe she'll miss.
Slayton at the line. Fourth team foul of the quarter for the Lady Dogs.
Yeah, missed that one.
Stays 35-21. Macon County has wins over Station Camp, Friendship Christian, STEM Academy, Trousdale County, Clay County, and Westmoreland. They beat Trousdale twice. That's where they get their 7 wins. Clay County 4-4 on the year. As we said, the Tigerettes' loss has come to Jackson County and Livingston Academy. Garrison nearly got the fourth one to go.
Hey,
it did not.
Our ball.
Clay County does maintain
that
possession.
That was a good look. I thought it's going to go.
Clay County 4-4 on the year, wins over Watertown, Jellicoe twice, and Friendship Christian, losses to Macon County, Van Buren, Gordonsville, and Community. Garrison on the inbound, shoots, hits,
yeah.
Fourth triple. 12 points on the three-pointer. She has at least one inside bucket. Scoreboard shows with a 14. I'm sure Thomas will agree. I end up looking over to my right a little too often in here. Still some of your thunder, Thomas. I'm sorry about that.
Not a problem, cuz. Again, we talked about the facility. It's a really nice venue for high school basketball. They got really nice scoreboards, good crowd in here, and been a good game so far, especially for the Lady Dolph.
Slayton gets a bucket on the Tigerette, and she's had a good third quarter. You mentioned it all through the first half, Coach Sims, how good a job we did. We've continued to do well. You can only contain her so long.
Yeah, I mean, you knew they was going to play better second half.
Crawford, shot blocked by Slayton. 4 seconds left. Slayton gets it. Going to heave it at the buzzer. Goes into the student section. After three, Lady Dogs 38, Tigerettes 24.
Big news coming from Twin Lakes. Introducing Tri-Lay Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Lakes Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
The loss.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Lady Dogs lead the Tigerettes of Macon County 38-24, headed into the fourth and final quarter. Here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Halen Garrison knocked down two more threes in the third. She leads Clay County with 14 points. Ella Eads has 9, Baylor Walden 6, Natalie Smith 7, and Clea Crawford has 2. After scoring 11 in the third to help Macon County outscore Clay County 14-8, Kaylee Slayton leads the Tigerettes with 13 in the ballgame. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
Tigers with the ball to start this fourth and final quarter. Clay County was outscored 14-8 during the third. They still lead by 14. Jones drives, kicks back out to Slayton. Inside now to Solomon. Her shot's good off the glass. How many did Solomon have last time?
Scoreless.
Scoreless. Okay, so it's took the different role of characters from them in this one to keep them in it. Slayton, only consistency perhaps between the two games.
You're on it. Katie Jo Shockley had 25 in that first contest. She got 3 tonight, but Solomon stepping up into double figures with 10.
Tigerettes back with the ball after Clay Kenny couldn't produce. 12 points the difference right now, 38-26. 7 minutes left in this one. Triple A Tigerettes being heavily threatened by the single-A Lady Dogs. Shockley drives the right side, kicks out to Solomon. Solomon to Keene. Keene hands back off to Solomon. Not Solomon, but Shockley, rather. Jones, our boss. Natalie Smith glad to take the rebound. She gets it to Eads. Ella didn't see it coming. Got lucky there.
Yeah, we did.
Natalie going to walk it across the timeline. Garrison at the volleyball line, works against Shockley, takes her to the rack, knocked out of bounds by Shockley. And that's, you know, that's one aspect of Garrison's game she's still developing and growing on, is driving with it like that.
Yeah.
Last year as a sophomore, primarily a setback and shoot three-point player. Eads on the inbound, gets to Smith, Smith to Garrison, Garrison with the look. Didn't want to fire. Kicks Walden. Walden now throws it into the hands of Keene as she tried to get it to Eads. Baylor got up in the air with the ball, had to get rid of it, and the Tigerettes took it. 10 points the difference. Coach Thompson taking a timeout, Coach Walker, I guess it was.
Yeah.
6:05 mark of the fourth. The lead is 10 for the Lady Dogs.
A beloved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellbirth Bank. The lead's down to 10. It's 38-28, 6:05 left here in the ballgame. Clay County still in control. They led by 20 at the half. It's cut in half by Macon County at this point, Daniel.
38-28, Lady Dogs. You're going to find out what they got here. You know, a little bit of adversity. You're still up by 10, so it's not crazy adversity. But are you going to keep your grasp on the lead? Eats to Walden. Baylor gives to Ella. Ella going to drive, kick to Halen. Halen fires the three, misses up the front of the iron. Offensive rebound, nobody. Looks like Walden was going to have it. Then it looks like Garrison was going to have it. And now Halen going to be called for the foul.
Yeah, just got that lead hand in the back there.
Her first. .541 mark here. 38-28. Tiger Edge trail. Shockley with the ball. Right wing. Kicks to Jones. Jones works against Smith. Hands to Solomon. Solomon against Garrison, looking inside to Slayton. Slayton now with it. Faces the hoop. Walden defender. Now Crawford and Shockley. Regardless of anything else, 28 points right now total for the Tiger Reds, mid-fourth quarter. Good defensive outing, but something happened there, and now make it 38-30. Close as it's been since the early going of the contest. Walden being pressured in the backcourt gives the Eads timeout taken by Coach Walker. 4:54 mark of the fourth quarter. The Tiger Reds are drawing within 8 now, 30-38.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Macon County, the only 6 points scored in the fourth quarter, and they've cut the lead to 8. They trail Clay County 38-30 here in the girls' game. A little under 5 minutes to go, Daniel.
A lot of ball left. And right now I wish there was only 5 seconds left instead of 5 minutes. 38-30. Tiger Reds about scored the Lady Dogs 20-8 in this second half. Eads. Shot faking a drive all the way to the rack.
Good.
Foul by Slayton.
We hit a foul shot.
Ella going to the line. 2 of 2 thus far tonight. That on the season. 13.5 points per game. Currently the leading scorer on average of this team. 5.6 rebounds. As we mentioned, 81% free throw shooter hits that first one. Second one's away and good.
That's good. We needed those 2 points.
Tiger Reds with the ball. Slayton in the paint. Scores. Satan got hers during this second half.
Yep.
Satan on her way to 20, now with 15. Lady Dogs being harassed. Garrison, right wing. Scott, top of the key. Now Smith. 40-32. 8 points the difference. Halfway through this fourth and final quarter. Natalie on the drive. Shot high off the glass. No good. Rebound Shockley. Shockley bulls her way to the hoop. Misses her shot. Slayton called for the foul. Offensive foul call. Over the back. Third personal for Kelly Slayton. She comes to the bench. Should be a time to our advantage, Coach Sims, to have her up full.
Yeah. She's been doing all the scoring.
Lady Dogs working against pressure. Crawford passes to Eads. Eads top of the key. Everybody catches up. Here's the half-court offense on the floor. Eads, Scott, Garrison, Smith, and Crawford. Ella works against Shockley. Prior seniors. Now Crawford with it against King. Now Garrison. 3:30 mark. Tigerettes come out. Maybe waiting to jump on a trap. Garrison to the elbow. High pass to E. Now Scott. Now Crawford in the corner. Cue in time. Down to 3:10. Here's the trap. Now inside to Scott. She's fouled by Solomon. Well done by Clay County.
Yeah, that's good job hanging on to it.
Scott checks out. Walden checks back in. Third team foul of the quarter against the Tigerettes. Solomon second personal. Ella on the inbound. 3 minutes left. 40-32. 8 points the difference.
You keep being patient. We'll get a really good layup or something. Take it. But.
So the Lady Dogs have taken a minute now. Slayton called for her fourth personal. She looks at her coach
good.
Like she didn't do anything wrong. Unfortunately,
well, shoot,
her coach don't make that
the
decision.
Next one, too. It's 14 fouls on them.
Fourth personal, 14. Next one will send Clay Kennedy to the line to shoot two. Crawford Eads, Walden Garrison, Smith on the floor, original five starters.
Well.
Halen in the trap. Shockley knocks it out of the bounds. It's awarded to the Tigerettes.
Oh, that's a bad call.
Coach Walker disagrees. Coach Sims did, too.
Yeah,
you had a good view, Coach.
Yeah, I totally disagree.
Maybe that official didn't think the Slayton foul was a foul a minute ago, making up for that. And
I don't know.
Coach Walker wanted an explanation. He raised his leg, said it was off the shin. Off the shin.
Okay.
I didn't see it, and Coach Walker didn't either.
Shockley gets one to go. Only her second field goal of the night. We've got a 6-point, two-possession game, 40-34. And Solomon fails. We will see Crawford going to the line to shoot two.
Well, she's the one you said hit 14 out of 16. When
she is.
Maybe she can hit these.
88% on the season.
We need them bad.
Hasn't been there tonight. Does have 2 points in the ballgame.
Hadn't taken a ton of shots tonight. First one was halfway in there and then rimmed out. Second one coming. Good. 7-point game, 41-34. Shockley, full head of steam across the timeline. Knows that each possession is vital for the Tigerettes. 2:15 and ticking. Three ball, Solomon, top of the key, too strong. Rebound, King keeps it alive on a long offensive rebound. 2:05 left. Shockley to the hoop. Dishes out to King. Three ball up and away. No good. Rebound Crawford. Kalia with it. Doing a nice job. Got a triple trap. Passed out of it to Ella, though. Now Ella in the trap. Ella being fouled.
Yeah, that's good.
By Solomon. The Tigerettes very displeased with the officials in this fourth quarter. I'm pretty happy with them.
Yeah, me too.
Ella looked like to me there.
While ago when they called it out of bounds on us.
They were trying to foul Eads, it looked like to me.
Yeah, and then acted like, what did I do whenever they called it? Elliott the line.
Wait a minute.
Minute 53 left here in the fourth.
Shot.
I don't think he just missed a free throw tonight. She hits that one.
Good job.
Hit them both. Stretches it back out to a 9-point game.
Well, let's get another stop.
Minute 50. Shockley, three ball in there. Katie Jo Shockley draws it down to a 6-point game, 43-37. Minute 35 left. Yeah. A turnover. No, it goes out of bounds off of Keene.
Got lucky there.
Trying to pass over the top gets tricky.
Well, in that situation, yeah, it does.
Pretty good length by these Tigerettes. Shockley really the only one that does not have a good wingspan on her. And you see her and Garrison matched up. Minute 30 left in this thing.
Put it in.
Miss to Crawford. Crawford lays it in, missing. Slayton the rebound.
Still back.
Taken back by Kalia and a foul call. That's a good hustle play by Kalia Crawford.
Man, I thought for sure that shot would go down. But we
missed
got it back.
The shot left long. I think one of those, you're so open, you know it. And
yeah.
It just
make up for it here with these foul shots. Yeah.
Crawford now 2 of 3 from the line. Another free throw coming. Muddy Dog up by 7. Kalia now makes it 8.
That's as good as that layup would have been. Now don't give her a 3.
Shockley, quickly. Minute 15 left. 45-37. Shockley has it taken away by Crawford. Crawford comes up with a steal. Kalia now.
She's still handling it.
Traffic.
Pull it out.
Nothing to her. Weaved in and out of traffic. Got
it
to Garrison. Under a minute to play. Smith in the trap. Gives to Ella. Ella can't handle the pass. Jump ball going to be called.
Yeah, their ball.
Possession arrow favoring the Lady Dawgs. Full timeout taken. We will do the same. 53.1 seconds left. Lady Dawgs lead by 8. 45-37.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Under a minute to go here in Lafayette. Clay County leads Macon County 45-37 in the girls' game in what has been a really good contest so far.
No doubt. Lady Dawgs at 30-10 at the half. Right now, 45-37. Walden going to go to the free throw line to shoot. Baylor has not attempted any free throws in this contest.
I still don't know how we got the ball. I thought it was a jump ball and they had possession.
They did call jump.
Oh, well, we got it, but I'll take it.
First one's away and good by Baylor. Baylor, a 64% free throw shooter. 9 of 14 made coming into this contest. Second one's good. Clay County's been good from the free throw line down the stretch here. They were good at community the other night down the stretch as well.
Let's guard them.
As a team right now, shooting 64% from the free throw line.
Good.
Solomon tries her hand to the three. No good. Kept alive by King. King gets it back to Solomon. We're down to 30 seconds. Solomon drives. He's going to call Garrison for the touch foul.
It was on the floor, wasn't it?
Yeah, on the floor. Only the second team foul. against Clay County, so we can be pretty aggressive here. Shockley Denbell works into Solomon. Three ball left wing, no good. Airballed it. Rebound Jones. Time getting short. 25 yeah. seconds left. Lady Dogs lead by 10. Make it 7. As Shockley hits another dagger from deep right wing.
Yeah, as I always say, I believe this game's history.
16.2. Left on the clock. 7-point difference. Now he goes to the free throw line. Clay County does have a one-game series losing streak. After losing on December 2nd, 40-52. Walker's longest winning streak against Macon is 7 games from 2022 through 2024. Overall record, 7-14 against the Tigers. His coach Walker in his 21 prior meetings. 3-7 in this gym against the Tigers. Three ball by Keen. No good. Hits the structure and they blow it dead. Coming back the other way. 8.2 seconds left. Clay County with the ball in an 8-point lead, coach.
Yeah. Like I said, I think this game's history. And, you know, we didn't play as good the second half. You knew, they, like I said, they was going to step up and play better. But, you know, we've hung on here and did what we had to do. Against a, you know, pretty decent team.
We talked about the Clay County boys getting the best win of the season at Community Friday night. I think we just saw the Clay County ladies to this point pull off the best win of their season. They moved to 5-4 after beating the Tigerettes. Macon County drops to 7-3. Final score, Clay County 48, Macon County 40.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Lafayette, Tennessee. We just witnessed Clay County knock off Macon County 48-40 here in the girls' game. And it's time for the Eco Pounds of Tennessee, the Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach Sims, We talked about it there briefly at the end. Probably the most complete game from Clay County. We're led by 20 at the break, just doing everything right, playing really well early. Macon County made a run, got it down to single digits, but Clay County held on down the stretch, and I thought that was big, too, for this team.
It was. I'm really pleased for Coach Walker and the girls to win a big game over here. We always had a hard time playing over here because they always had big old girls that were really good. I hadn't won too many games against Macon County. But tonight's game, I knew, like I said, the second half they would play better. We probably wouldn't play as good. But, it showed a little mental toughness to hang on down the stretch and, hang on to the ball. We didn't play, like I said, as good as we did the first half, but played good enough, hit some foul shots down the stretch and, run some clock and did some things that we need to do, to be a good ball team.
And a lot of positive in a lot of different ways, too, Coach. Baylor Walden, a big start for her. She had 6 points and pretty much dominated Macon County's post player in that first half. I thought that was really key
was.
To this game.
Like we talked about, she had about 25 the first time, and she did have a good second half, but now I think she only had like 2 points the first half, and that was one reason they only scored 10. I don't think their outside shooting is real great. They might have one or two can hit a little, but if they don't get a bunch of points out of her, I don't think they're going to score a lot. I don't know them that well, but two games I've seen them, I think she's a lot of their offense.
Also early on, that matchup with Natalie Smith out on the perimeter in the pick and roll, she had an advantage there. We took advantage of that. We started going to LAE's at times. So it was kind of like Clay County was patient enough to give what the defense was giving or take what the defense was giving them, just like you said, Coach.
And part of the reason we won, Halen was able to knock some shots down, get some good looks, She hit like 4 threes, I believe. If you take those, if she don't hit any, we'd get beat. It's that simple. We need scoring from 4 or 5, and she needs to be one of them. She's too good a shooter. But I don't know if they were doing anything different to get her open, or maybe Macon was kind of overplaying, stepping by sometimes, and she'd do a jab step, step to the left or right, and get a good look. But, if she don't hit her 4 threes, we probably don't win. But I thought they all played pretty well,
Totally agree with you, Coach. Kalia Crawford down the stretch. Brooklyn Scott on a couple of possessions. So total team effort for this Clay County Lady Bulldog team. And they were 15 for 17 at the free throw line. Now, I thought that was big down the stretch.
That's big. You can get 15 out of 17, any game. That's really good. Still, Ella's probably the one that runs the show a little more than the rest of them because she's more experienced and as long as we keep the ball in her hands and, she makes a lot of decisions, I think we'll be all right. I really like Ella, always have, But she's just a good, heady player.
No doubt. Clay County gets the win again, 48-40 for Macon County. They still had 3 in double figures. A lot of it came late. Katie Jo Shockley ended up with 11 points after scoring 8 of those in the fourth quarter. Kaylee Slayton, the inside post, had 15 with 11 of those coming in the third quarter. Chloe Solomon kept them in it early with a three-pointer. She ended up with 12, and Savannah Keene had 2. So, it's pretty solid Macon County Tigerette team.
But they only had 4 people to score, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Clay County led by Halen Garrison with 14 points. Ella Eads had 13, had 2 with 8. Baylor Walden and Natalie Smith, and then Kalia Crawford kicking in 5. So there's that distribution you're talking about.
Pretty good balance there, It'd be nice if we get a few more, but, we left a few shots on the floor, but I guess you'll do that every game. You're not going to hit all of them.
No doubt. Coach, good to have you back.
Well,
hope you'll see you again.
I don't know how long it'll last, but it's good to be back for a game or two anyway.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
This Lady Dog Wrap-Up is brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Girls win, 48-40. Boys action up next.
Welcome to the Action X Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Harmony Springs.
Gone Country Cafe. Serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place. Look for Gypsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Make and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. Looking at Friday night's action, Clay County won at Community in overtime, 61-59. Piggott County lost a close one to Eagleville in Birdstown, 54-61. Also on Friday night, Jackson County beat Stone Memorial, 68-60. Saturday, Clark Range lost to Whitley County, Kentucky, 66-77. And then last night, Macon County, or actually, I meant to say Jackson County first, Jackson County beat these Macon County Tigers 68 to 42. So no real surprises there, Doug, but looking at that Piggott County Eagleville game, of course, single-A basketball, that was a statewide big important matchup. Eagleville with a six-point win on the road in Byrdstown. A tough thing to do, but I guess it was a seven-point win, not six. But it's pretty tough that Piggott County stayed that close to Eagleville.
Oh, yeah, and Piggott County had a 11-point lead at half, big lead at half. So two quality programs. You don't see that matchup early in the season often. That was a big matchup throughout the state that night.
Yeah, no doubt. It won't be long until Piggott County makes the trip to Eagleville. That's coming up again pretty soon, I believe, and going to be another interesting game. Tonight's action, Clay County right here at Macon County. Got Red Bull and Springs hosting Gordonsville. Clark Range is hosting Oakdale. This coming Thursday, Jackson County is going to be on the road in Windermere, well, in Florida at Windermere Prep, some of those holiday travel tournaments, I guess. Yeah. Saturday, Clark Range is going to be at Barberville, Kentucky. And then, of course, the Christmas Classic coming up for Clay County. This coming Friday, they'll be hosting the UC Rams for the last game of the Classic on Friday night. And then they'll close out the Classic against East Robb in Joe Sims Gym on Saturday night. So always a good time to have some holiday basketball before and after Christmas.
Yeah, because, you know, that's when the season starts, after Christmas. So you got to get all those games in, and then things start counting after Christmas. So.
Yeah, going to be fun, and then we'll get down to the real nitty-gritty in District 7A play. Overall standings, looking at win totals, Clark Range 7-3, Jackson County 10-1, Piggott County 7-2, Clay County 4-4, Red Bull and Springs 2-6. Boys 7A update has been brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. It'll be a quick one, but how about a full coverage final word, or actually not full coverage final word, but the keys to the game. Brought to us by Back Home Electric, Doug. A rematch from December 2nd. Clay County won that game, and it never was really all that close. At least it didn't feel it. How do we maintain that coming into Mike Owens and the Tigers' own gym?
Well, you got to, number one, forget that score from the early game. Come ready to play. Play our game. That's number one. Macon's always physical. Match that with them. Got a rebound against Macon County. They're always a good rebounding team. So if you rebound well, do what we do, then we'll be fine.
Of course, Macon County's played pretty well since we beat them on the season. They're a 6-3 team. Us, Jackson County, Westmoreland, those are the only three losses they've had. So no bad losses, really.
No, that's three quality teams right there. So they'll be ready to play tonight, so we're going to have to be ready.
Folks, that's been the keys to the game. Brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more. From your local licensed and insured electrician, count on Back Home Electric for all your electrical needs. Now we'll let Gone Country Cafe serve up your Bulldogs starting lineups. The Macon County Tigers there, the home team, white home jerseys, blue numerals on them, trimmed in black. Head coach Michael Owens, 6-3 record on this season, starting a senior number 3, Bradley Marshall. Junior number 4, Jake Matter. Senior number 11, McCade Mix. Junior number 21, Brody Huffines. And a sophomore number 23, Aiden Barlow. The Clay County Bulldogs visiting team tonight on the scoreboard. Gold travel jerseys, black numerals on them. Head coach Rob Edwards, 26th season overall. 562 wins to 231 losses. 4-4 record this year. Starting for Clay County, a senior number 5, Warner Mountain. Senior number 4, Nolan Adams. Junior number 33, Juju Villa. Sophomore number 2, Cole Eves, and a junior, 00, Jake Copeland. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Great girls game. Now it's time for what I'm sure is going to be a great boys game, guys.
I think so. If you go back and look at that last Clay County win over Macon County, the Dogs Big Three, so to speak, did what they do. They've gotten 20 out of Nolan Adams, 13 out of Cole Eads, and 15 out of Warner Melton in that contest. Need a similar performance, no doubt.
Yeah, that's what we need, for sure. Good balance, and them three doing what they do.
Clay County, the ball to open it up here. Warner Melton going to drive to the rack, dishes off. That pass never made it to where it was intended. It was picked off by Jake Metter. Now the Tigers with it on their end. Metter fires the three. No good. Started to say rebound Nolan Adams, but it was taken away by Brody Huffines. Huffines, big, long, tall player in there. I think we did a pretty good job last time out with him, did Jake Copeland and Caden Copeland. Barlow with it in the corner for the Tigers. Inside to Huffines. He's to the rack, makes the bucket. Brody Huffines puts the Tigers in front 2-0.
Yeah, some good ball movement with Macon to get that open post right there.
Macon a good-looking team. I mean, you got senior Braylon Marshall. He really looks the part. Good muscle tone, long kid. I think we got him in foul trouble early at home and neutralized him. Yeah. Cole Eads answers the bucket, 2-2. 6:44 and ticking. Teams have swapped buckets to make it 2-2. Metter works against Nolan. Jumper's no good. Rebound Nolan. Adams with it. Presses across the timeline. Got that look in his eye. Heads to the rack. Jump ball call. Pretty good call there by veteran official Luke Dacus.
Yeah, it was. Just, you know, got the ball down there low and they tied it up. Good effort both teams right there.
And Nolan Adams just fearless taking it to the hoop, though.
Possession arrow favors the Tigers early. 2-2. Clay County won the prior meeting on December 2nd, 54-48. So a six-point win, but I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. I just kind of remember feeling pretty good through that whole contest. Marshall gets his first bucket. Now, Thomas, you may have said it, but how many did Marshall have last time?
The finish was 17, but you're right again. Got in a little foul trouble early. We did pretty well on him in that first half, and then kind of came on down the stretch, and that's where the single-digit margin came from.
Nolan Adams tries a hand at a three ball. I airballed that one, but now he's got everything configured. It'll be true on the next one.
Yeah, get that A system early. Ready to go.
Yeah, but you're right. Headed into the fourth quarter, Clay County was up double figures, about 14-15, and then Marshall kind of got going late.
I kind of remember not stressing out too much as we called it. Marshall on the inside works against Eads. Nice move down there. Tight spin, fadeaway jumper on the baseline.
Hey, that's one of the better athletes in the upcoming right there. He plays.
He is. Defensively, he's guarding Warner Melton. Was trying to think of maybe on the other end if we could attack him and get him in foul trouble. Of course, now they're switched off, so maybe not true man, something else. Nolan Adams misses the jumper. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll stay Clay County ball. Tigers touched it last. Six to two, Tigers in front. Villa swings to Nolan. Nolan to Warner. Warner shot faking a drive. Now a reverse swing. Back to Villa. Out top, Nolan works against Barlow, the senior against the sophomore. Copeland hands to Eads. Eads to the rack.
Oh.
Missed the layup off right side. Did a good job getting there, but couldn't get the bucket to go. Tigers in front. Barlow draws a foul. Villa didn't move a muscle, but was called for the block.
Yeah, that looks pretty good defense for Juju right there. I don't know what else he could do.
Yeah, that's what I started to say. I don't know what else he could have done. Marshall, free throw line, defended by Cole. Gives off to Barlow. Barlow works against Villa. Now hands to Metter. Metter, the true point guard of this squad. Tight angle than that. Sometimes I'm afraid I don't have everything in view. Barlow in the paint. Villa called for his second foul. Now, that time there were some hands involved, but, of course, that's a size mismatch. Aiden Barlow, quite a bit bigger than Juju. Now, let me tell you something about Juju Villa. 9 rebounds in that contest over there against Community. And does it night in and night out. 4.4 rebounds per contest and brings so much to the table for this squad.
Yeah, if you didn't know Juju and seen that stat, you'd think that's a 6'5 guy.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, you would.
Just plays hard. He's just a tough player.
Senior Aiden Cherry comes up with the rebound. 6-2 still the score here, so Clay Kenny, a triple. Warner Melton from right corner. Nice to see. Warner had a tough night over at Community. Just couldn't get it going. Got in foul trouble. Ended up fouling out. So I know it was important for him to come out and get a shot early.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to see it go in early when you struggle a little the game before.
Turnover Tigers. Clay County now with a chance to take a lead. 6-5 right now, Tom.
Yeah, good one to come back there. Just got one shot to go finally did Clay County, and it was Warner Melton with the three to get it within one.
On the floor for Clay County, Eads, Adams, Melton tries another. Going to actually drive off of it. Cherry and Copeland. Adams to the rag. Marshall called for the foul. He didn't like it, but that doesn't much factor into it.
Yeah, had a little contact right there.
You see Marshall standing there next to Copeland. Marshall, not as tall as Huffine, but, you know, solid six-footer. Probably a little more.
Yeah, he's probably in that 6'2 range, probably.
Yeah.
Good-looking athlete.
He is. Of course, him and McCade Mix, both seniors on this squad. One of the free throws was hit. That was an Adams at the line shooting. So, Nolan, 50% on his first trip. Inside the Huffines. Good defense. No bucket. Cole Eats comes up with a loose ball rebound. Cole across the timeline. Puts on the brakes. Looks back to Coach Edwards. The 26-year vet sends in the play. Edwards is 28-13 against Macon County in his career. Eads, three ball, left side. Give it to him. Cole Eads was hot Friday night at Community.
Yeah, and that's a lot of that good-looking ball movement there we had Friday night at Community. Moved the ball well and got a wide-open shot.
Matter walks across the timeline. Adams picks him up. Kicks over to Mix. Now back to Huffines. Huffines to Marshall. Marshall to Barlow. So Big Huffines now post up after being on the perimeter. 2:23 and ticking. First quarter, 9-6. Clay with the lead. Mix to the baseline. Jumper, no good. Long rebound, Marshall. He's into the paint. Kicks to Barlow. Mishandled the pass. Now gets it. Drive, shoots. Partially blocked by Copeland. And Brody Huffines gets it to go on the third attempt. Just hard to do anything with Huffines' height at that point.
Yeah, if you don't get that first one, it's hard to keep him away from the second, third attempt.
Aiden Cherry fires a three in and out, no good. Cherry on the season. 38% three-point shooter.
That ain't bad.
No, it's not. Nolan Adams doing it like only he can. He picked the ball up at the three-point line just about. Had that long Euro step slide all the way to left block and finished through contact.
Yeah, pretty nice.
That's hard to do. He makes it look easy.
He looks so easy. You sit there and somebody just forgot. How did he do that?
I don't know how he covers that much ground. Now, Nate used to do similar stuff, but he had a little bit longer stride.
Yeah.
Nolan more explosive with each step and just springs off the floor and completes the three-point play. Of course, we named Nolan the TBS top performer last Friday night. Now on the career night for him over there. Just took over the AA Community Vikings. Caden Copeland called for the foul. Roughhousing with Huffines down low. And, hey, I ain't got no problem with that. Sophomore comes in down low. Play physical.
You're going to have to down there. I mean, if you don't play physical, you'll get took care of down there.
Metter to inbound. Gets it to Huffines. Copeland says, no, sir, I'll take it. He jumps out of bounds with the ball. We'll try it again. But talks about Juju Villa bringing the hustle. Caden Copeland does the same.
And one thing about Caden, we're going to bring some length to you, too.
He does. And only a sophomore. So every minute he plays, just building towards the player he's going to become. And here's a turnover by the Tigers. Good D by the Dogs. Minute 13 left in this first quarter. After trailing early, 12-8, Dogs have taken a lead and momentum, honestly. Nolan drives, kicks to Cole. Cole hands to Warner. Warner, top of the key, kicks back to Cole. Cole to the paint, Gives to Aiden. Swung back to Colt. 55 seconds in the quarter. Baseline drive by Cherry. Spins at the block. Gives to Nolan. Pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Rebound. Nolan Adams. Nolan regathers to the hoop and scores. We got to come up with a name for that one. It's the hanging jumper, yeah. You know.
That's almost like cheating right there. It's just so good.
Hangs to the last fraction of space is between his sneakers and the floor. Has the high release and gets it to go high off the glass. And if you saw it just once, you'd say, well, he got lucky on that. We don't see it just once. We see it at least once a game.
Yeah, he has a nice job. Caden right there just battling there and drew a foul on him.
Huffines now. Of course, we saw 2 years ago as we broadcasted from this very spot. White Browning was sick or got in foul trouble or something. Young junior Hayden Adams comes in off the bench, does the same thing, battles down low with the big that Macon had that year, and Hayden kind of won that ball game for us.
Yeah, he did. That was kind of a turning point for Hayden the rest of the season, too, in his career.
Definitely was. May see the same with Copeland here tonight. Caden with it, top of the key. Dishes over to Warner. 5 seconds on the clock. Cole, three by left corner. No good. Rebound. Caden Copeland gives to Melton. Melton shot away. Oh, no good at the buzzer. After one quarter, Clay County 14, Macon County 8.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Dogs lead the Tigers 14-8, headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Nolan Adams, who had a streak right at the end to give Clay County this lead. He's got 6 points. Coleeds has five, and Warner Melton three. Four apiece for Brody Huffines, and Braylon Marshall takes care of the Tigers scoring, who trail Clay County 8-14. Headed into the second. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Salina Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Second quarter action underway. Warner Melton fires a three. Don't see how that didn't go. Rolled all around and came out. Marshall to the hoop. Works against Coley. Gets the bucket. Makes it 14-10. On the floor for Clay County, starting the second, Warner Melton, Jake Copeland, Aiden Cherry, Coleed, and Nolan Adams. Nolan to the block, off the glass, good. Give it to him, send him to the line again. We're just seeing a continuation of that community game.
Yeah.
Nolan just taking over. You know, just you got to throw him up there. We always have. With the greats and his ability to get to the hoop, the big difference is here during his junior and now especially senior campaign, finishing with the buckets on those trips. Just really good at it. Marshall tries his hand to the jumper. No good. Rebound Warner Melton. Warner now. Pass ahead to Cole Eads. Eads, right block. Cole on the drive. Underneath. Drags the foot. No whistles blow, but he throws to Marshall. Marshall across the timeline, passes ahead to Metter. Metter drives inside, misses his shot. Rebound Nolan Adams. Macon County's been cold, though.
Yeah, they have. Been getting some good looks. They're just not making them.
16-10, Nolan jumper from the left elbow. Didn't go. Marshall the rebound. Aiden Cherry almost coming up with a steal there. As Metter crosses the timeline, dishes outside to McCade Mix. His three-pointer goes. First bucket. First bucket for Mix. Makes it a single possession game. 16-13. 6:25 mark of the second. Eads, left wing, drives to the free throw line. Dishes to Aiden. Aiden now going to drive. Hand back to Nolan. Same thing. Dish off to Jake. Jake spins. Working against big number 25, Gale Sanchez. Sanchez won that battle. 16-10, second quarter. Prior meeting is won by Clay, 54-48. Right now, 16-13. Foul against Warner.
Yeah, Marshall kind of had him pinned there. Melton pulled the chair out from under him, but he still got called for the foul.
First personal for Warner. Tigers inbound. Met are having trouble. Close to the 5 second count. They get him. Got him on the 5 second count.
Don't see that much on an inbounds play. Just good half court defense by Clay County.
Sure was. You know, the girls got close to it a couple times, but never was called. 5:50 mark of the second. Dogs up 16-13. Co leads top of the key, directs traffic. Backs it up, wants to isolate and drive against Marshall, maybe. Kicks to Warner. Warner to the rack. Misses off the glass. Rebound Marshall. Whistles blow. What's that say?
He's been acting like he's hurt since that last possession. So
he's saying official time.
Yeah.
He's patting his head. Okay.
Yeah.
So Huffines goes out holding the left shoulder.
You know, that last possession, now he come up the Owens with the shoulder.
Checking back in is junior Gale Sanchez. Similar build to Copeland. They'll battle it out down low. Uh-huh. Oh, nice job by Warner Melton. Kind of stubbed his finger, I believe, on the steel. I kind of heard it hit off that basketball. Saw him win, so I know that feeling. Co-lead, three ball, right wing. Yes!
That's just a good job of Warner getting in the paint, drawing that defense away, then finding that open guy.
Kind of saw that in the girls' contest earlier, too. Marshall in the paint. Gets to Barlow. Now Metter. You know, I don't know. As Barlow drives, he scores off left side. His first bucket. I don't know. Of course, I've only watched them for a game and a quarter now. But I don't know the offensive identity of the Tigers,
yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't know what it is they try to hang their hat on.
Well, I know what I'd hang my hat on. That's number three.
Sure.
I'm just saying, we talked that last time they played.
Exactly.
Because I don't know how we match him if they try to go to him a lot.
Thomas Clay County's bucket, another one for Nolan.
Nolan Adams is in the double figures with 10.
Metter hits a three. Halfway through this second quarter. Cole leads, left wing, shot faking a drive, picks it up, kicks Aiden Cherry. Back to Cole. Cole looks at Coach Edwards. Juju Villa sits at the scores table waiting to check in. Coach Owens has not sat down yet. Coach Edwards has not gotten up. Cole leads, kicks to Nolan Adams, 3:45 mark. Aiden Cherry at the high post. Now he pops out top of the key. Fires the three. Ooh, no good. Jake Copeland will be called for the foul. Tough one. Positioning foul. His first personal, I think. Scoreboard says so.
Should be second on Jake.
Official Dykus is addressing the scores table.
Well, actually, Warner should have been able to come back in. No time had moved off. They'd subbed him out, subbed him right back in. You got to have time for off that clock, and it didn't happen. So, good break for us.
You may have to let official Dykus know later on he missed one. Tigers with it. Barlow, three ball, right side, like his dad Matt from years ago for the Bulldogs. Drains one. Matt sitting across the way at the half court there.
Back-to-back threes from Macon County ties it at 21, Daniel.
3 minutes left in the second. Turnover, Clay County. Miscommunication between Warner and Jake. Cole coming in. Nolan getting his first break of the night.
You see Coach Evers rotating the starters out just for a drink, putting them
right
back
that's
in.
That's all it is. He's motioning back. You know, as soon as you get that drink, get back up there. So,
pretty important thing to go through that process, though, isn't
it?
Well, we haven't seen any timeouts. No breaks so far.
Right. 2:50 and ticking. Marshall kicks to Metter. Metter shivers the feet. Can't talk. He gets it to go off the glass. Now the timeout. Coach Edwards wants a 30. We'll go ahead and take one with them. 2:41 left in this first half. 21-23. Tigers now back in front.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Macon County in the lead after a quick 8-0 run, Daniel, here of late.
That they are, Thomas. I did something strange with my mic. I was making sure I hadn't messed nothing up. I hit that dreaded middle button that changes the volume sometimes, you know. Nolan Adams, another little fadeaway jumper. You know, Nolan scores in so many different ways. Tigers now with it. Tie ball game again, 23-23. Barlow to Mix. Mix drives, 8-foot jumper good. Tigers back in front. He said watch Owens. He wants to be as close to his players as he can. When they're opposite of him, he comes to the scorer's table. When they're on his end, he goes to the corner down here. Cherry with it in the corner. Kicks to Nolan. Nolan going to isolate against Mix. Kicks to Cole. Cole now, Euro step, foul on the floor.
He talked about in the last game, you know, Coach Owens been coaching longer than Coach Edwards. A wily veteran, as they say, and he's into the contest, that's for sure, with his players.
1 year, if Santa High School in the fall of 98 into the spring of 99 was his first head coaching job. He's been at it 1 year longer than Coach Edwards has. Bagshaw is off a year there. Fall of 99 into the spring of 2000. Yeah. That's cool. You're my senior year. That's the year that Coach Owens was with us. Coach Edwards took over in the 2001 season the year after.
Of course, a long stint at Red Bowling Springs and been here at Macon County for
several years.
Yeah.
Maybe sat out 1 year and just couldn't stand it and came back. Good coach. Good coach. Love him or hate him. I know he's a polarizing guy in ways. Warner Mellon gets it to go from left block. At the end of the day, a good coach. Marshall with it, right wing. Baseline, jumper. No good. Rebound Nolan Adams. So tie ball game, 25-25.
Good job of Warner there to kind of tip that away before he gets that rebound.
The handle and a turnover. 44.9 seconds left. Doug, good game so far.
Oh, yeah. Good and good plays by both teams. Not a lot of fouls. I mean, it's been a good play game.
We talked about the atmosphere during the girls' game. Just a pretty good gym to have a high school game in. I'm sure some people hate this gym. I kind of like it. I like how it's laid out. And always pretty good crowd on hand.
There's been some dandies over the years played here.
Oh, yeah.
Between these two teams.
No doubt. No doubt. So dandy that sometimes maybe some fans had to leave, you know.
Possibly.
Marshall with it. 30 seconds left. Foul on the floor. Going to inbound from the baseline of the Tigers. And they get Caden Copeland for a personal. Second personal for Caden.
Yeah, Copeland and Huffine's been going at it when Caden's in there. I love to see it.
Yeah, they like to lean on one another. It's a battle. 30 seconds left on the inbound. Mix for the jumper, no good. Copeland boxes out. Huffines comes up with the ball somehow. And the Tigers have the possession. Credit Huffines with something. I don't know. Met her to the hoop.
What?
Got his own rebound. Third attempt, no good. Marshall rebound, a fourth attempt on the trip. Marlow with it, being harassed by Nolan. Marlow to the hoop, and a foul called on Coley. Dong. Ball. Poking free from behind that I saw.
I thought Cole might have been out of bounds when he tapped it,
now,
but
yeah.
I didn't think he touched it.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I didn't think he touched it.
And here's the inbound with 3 seconds left. Huffines misses. So with five different looks in the final 30 seconds, the Tigers come up empty and we're left with a tie ball game. 25-25 at the break. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Macon County High School here in Lafayette, Tennessee for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County and Macon County are tied at 25 here at halftime of the boys' game. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Clay County jumped out to a six-point lead at the end of the first quarter as Nolan Adams closed out the first with a 5-0 run to make it 14-8 for the Dogs. And then they expanded that, or kept it at 6 midway through the second, but then got outscored 17-11 by Macon County in the second quarter to tie it at 25 here at the break. For the Tigers, being led by Braylon Marshall with 6 first half points. McCade Mix has 5, Brody Huffines 4, Jake Metter and Aiden Barlow both with 5 each. For Clay County, Nolan Adams leads the way with a cool dozen. He's got 12 here to break. Cole Eads has 8, and Warner Melton 5 for the Dogs, who are knotted up at 25 with the Tigers of Macon County. This first half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online and do all of that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bacon Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Trivia Challenge up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Macon County High School. Tie ball game at the half, 25-25. Each team's led throughout this first half of play. Knotted up here at the break. Time now for the Scoopers Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina beside Subway. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free small milkshake of their choosing from Scoopers. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 313-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. Since the beginning of the Joe Sims era, there have been 64 games played against the Tigerettes. In those games, there have been four different Lady Dogs that show up with both 20 or more points, and 5 or more assists in a game against the Lady Dogs. Name one of them. I'll read that one more time. Since the beginning of the Joe Sims era, now that's a long time. No offense, Mr. Sims, if you're listening and left, but we're talking the 88 season, 87 season. Since the beginning of the Sims era, there have been 64 games played against the Tigerettes. In those games, there have been four different Lady Dogs that show up on the stat sheets with 20 or more points in a game against the Tigerettes, and they also have 5 or more assists in a game against the Tigerettes. Name one of those four. Doug thinks he knows one, but he's not eligible tonight. Sidney Bird was being guessed. Incorrect to my knowledge. Melissa Smith guesses Jan Kerr. That's a great guess. Incorrect. Teresa Thompson guesses Holly Wright. Incorrect. Joe Adams guesses Taylor Strong from the UT basketball game. Incorrect. Tiff Brown says Sidney Roach. Incorrect. Doug Strong got one right, but he is he is ineligible tonight. Oh, he got two of them right. Tammy Sue Milton guesses Deanna Donaldson. Incorrect. Deanna showed up on the assist one, not the 20-plus against them. I think Sydney scored up on the 20-plus, but not the assist. Michelle Chambers being guessed. Incorrect.
What does
Sonya
the winner
Smith,
get?
The winner, a Scooper's trivia thing.
Ah, I about to say, or at least get a bite of whatever it was.
Yeah, you know two of the four. I thought about asking for that. Keep on coming on the guesses. Sonia Smith was guest incorrect. Maddie Monroe incorrect. Hallie Buford guest incorrect. Teresa Thompson just got one. Thank you, Teresa. She says Crystal Davis back in 1995, her senior year. And that's right, she's one of the four. Here's the other three before we start calling the action. Melissa Webb, Crystal Davis, Ashley Owens, and Abby Head. Those are the four who have had a game of 20 or more scoring and a game of 5 or more assists against the Tigerettes. That was a great trivia response, guys. I appreciate Trivia Nation out there and y'all's efforts. And
they're still coming.
They keep me wanting to come back with new questions each and every time we broadcast. Congratulations, though, to Teresa Thompson tonight. She wins. Doug, you was all over it. Name three of the four.
So hey, that's a big stat for against Macon County. Sure. That's tough games right there.
Several had the assist,
yeah,
but not the 20-plus.
Yeah.
Several had the 20-plus, but not the assist. Only four had both. So Teresa will be receiving through the mail a free milkshake certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Scoopers and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, offering hand-dipped and soft-served ice cream, shakes, sundaes, hot fudge cakes, and more. Enjoy your favorite sweet treat at Scoopers on the bypass in Sinai. 1 point made by
McCade Mix at the free throw. He hit one or two.
Tigers in front, 26-25. Warner Melton on the drive. Kicks the Juju. Juju swings to Cole. Cole looks to the bench. 7:20 and ticking. Nolan stops and pops the three. No good. Rebound put back. Jake Copeland, no good. Juju fighting for it. Last touch by Cole Eads. Tigers ball.
It's good effort right there. Going after the ball. Just didn't get it.
Doug, about as even a first half as you could draw up. I mean,
yeah,
literally tied at the break.
Yeah, and good played first half. Really good played half.
Neither team in foul trouble. Mix, right wing, defended by Melton. Gives to Marshall, long two fall. No good. Ooh, foul on Huffines for pushing off. Huffines had hands on Cole Eads, and it wasn't as aggressive as we've seen earlier, but consistent, though.
Yeah, that's one thing about Luke. I've had him for years. He's going to be very, very consistent and solid on each end.
Of course, we've talked about it before. You know, Luke Dyke is probably the, I mean, he's as experienced as they come around here. He calls a tremendous amount of college games. But,
yeah.
I guess there's guys that's been at it longer maybe, but even hard to beat him in that regard.
Yeah.
Empty possession, Thomas, for Clay County there.
Yeah, it was.
Mix thought about a dunk, missed the layup. So the Dogs with another chance, 6:20 mark of this third quarter and a turnover. Similar to the girls' game. Saw both teams in the girls' game, particularly Clay County, getting a slump coming out of the halftime. It was 30-10 at halftime, and the girls ended up being 48-40 the final. But, Clay County kind of got outscored in that second half. Whoever gets outscored in this boys' second half is going to lose.
Yeah.
It's tied.
Yeah.
6 minutes left in this third quarter. Here's a turnover by Macon. Both teams just kind of throwing it away.
Yeah, that pressure from Juju forced that one right there. He was in there real well.
Stay on air here. You on two, Tom? Talk about Wellworth Bank.
We can do it. Of course, Wellworth Bank, our presenting sponsor here for this basketball season. And they were Bank of Salina, now they're Wellworth Bank. But don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. It hasn't sold. Still the same people and same service you rely on, just with a new name and a new look, because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you. And you can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina. And their heart for serving the people of this community is the same as it has been for over 100 years. New sign in town, same people inside the building. Wellworth Bank. Carrying coming.
Clay County with it out of the timeout. Nolan Adams, right block. Shot off the glass, a little short on rebound. Put back good. Nolan foul goes to the line. Third and one opportunity, if I'm not mistaken, for Nolan.
I believe you're correct. That was just a good job of tagging the rim. Then getting that rebound back off that miss.
On the floor with Nolan, Villa, Jake Copeland, Cove, and Melton. Nogan a little short on the free throw. Hustling for his own rebound. Couldn't get it. Metter going to have it now. Nogan nearly taking it away from Metter. Metter all the way to the hoop. His shot good off the glass. Each player is a senior. Each of them wears number four, and they have buckets for their teams on the last trips. Dogs trail by one. 28-27. Nolan drives. Kicks to Warner. Warner, three ball. No good. Juju works better. They call a foul on Juju. I don't like it.
He's frustrated, too. Comes straight to the bench as Aiden Cherry comes in. And probably was a foul if you wanted to call it. But Juju basically giving up. He saw he couldn't get the rebound. Just ended up kind of bouncing off.
We just need to leave Juju alone out there. Third personal. Four Villa.
Four.
Four. I missed one. Fourth personal.
I believe they announced it's three. I'm pretty sure. I know they got four on the board, but I thought he announced three.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens here. Second personal for Jake. Huff Hines in the line. Bad shoulder and all. Hits the first. Of course, his shoulder that was sore was his non-shooting shoulder. 5:07 left in this third quarter. I haven't given the time and score as much as I should tonight. Apologize for that. You get a good view of the scoreboard when we're off to our left, as it is now, though. Hopefully you've been able to keep up if you're watching the video feed. Dugout missed it off the free throw. Just long rebound went off of a dog.
Well, no, Barlow knocked it off. He come from behind where he was getting and just knocked it off of.
Gotcha.
Good hustle by Barlow.
Creates a possession for the Tigers here. Marshall on the inbound, hands to Barlow. No Tiger in double figures in this contest. 29-27. Making leads. Huff Hines, baseline jumper good. Now Barlow tries to sneak in with a steal on Adams. You got to get up early in the morning to do that. Nolan to the hoop. He scores. Automatic. 31-29. Dogs needing a stop. Mix with it. Kicks to Barlow. Baseline drive. Gets past Cherry to the hoop. Jake Copeland gets away with a little contact maybe. Of course, they've let him swat at a shot attempt tonight. So then the girls' game. Three ball. Co-leads. Left side. No good. Rebound Metter. Metter across the timeline. Been harassed by Warner. Kicks to Marshall in the corner. Three-pointer, good. 34-29, 5 points the lead for Macon. Most they've led since the early minutes. Coach Edwards wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. Halfway through the third quarter, 4 minutes left. Tigers up 34-29.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying Common, Nolan Adams to the hoop again. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul called against Barlow. First. Nolan a little short on the free throw. Second personal, actually, for Barlow. Adams, Novin, 59% free throw shooter on the season. Missed the power on that one. Boy, he shot them good, doesn't have the community. I think maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah, he shot. The whole team shot them well.
Sure did. Of course, Novin playing and shooting well here tonight. Just missed the power free throws. Barlow with it. Under pressure from Cherry, gets the mix. Mix to Marshall. Marshall drives against Melton. Stops and pops. 2-point no good. Co-lead skies high for the rebound. Senior pushes it up the timeline. Into the front court. Gives to Warner. Warner fires the three. No good. Warner hit that first 3-point attempt of the contest. Here's a steal by Nolan. Barlow tried to get cute and throw it full court. Nolan had other plans. Barlow called for the foul. The sophomore's
got that
athlete.
On matter. I ain't sure.
I think I got Barlow with the shot block.
I think it's Metter. Yeah,
you're
Metter.
Right.
You're going to pick one right there, but I thought he picked out Metter.
Barlow, no doubt, an outstanding athlete, but
hey, good-looking sophomore.
Kind of lost the battle there with senior Nolan Adams. Big difference. You know, two good athletes, one a senior, one a sophomore. The age still kicks in.
Yeah.
Nolan just a little short on his free throws. Had a good line on it. Hit the first, missed the second. 30-34. Tigers nearly go over and back, but keep it safe. Huffines misses. Cole's rebound. Cole having a good night on the boards. He averages 4.6 a contest.
I guess Huffines just too open.
I guess. Cole with it. To the hoop. Missed it as well. Rebound matter. We have seen after 25-25 score at the half, Macon County has outscored Clay County 11-5 so far in this third quarter. Huffines gets another bucket. Makes it 36. 36 points the difference. Very similar to the girls' game as far as the pace and the third quarter action. Melton, three ball, no good. Rebound Mix. Had positioning on Eads. Mix now cross court to Marshall right in front of Coach Owens. Marshall drives inside, foul on Melton. Marshall goes behind to shoot two. Second personal for Warner. Third, actually. I guess during the second quarter, I quit doing fouls. I'm one behind on all of them.
I think I stole your ink pen.
I knew it went missing. And then I had to reclaim it. You've done that frequently over the years. Marshall hits one. Makes it a 7-point game, 37-30. 2 minutes left in this third quarter, Doug. You know, just got done talking about it. 12-5, Clay County's been outscored this quarter. Could you attribute it to any certain thing?
Well, not really. I mean, getting some pretty good looks. They're just not going right now. You just have to keep pushing the pressure, get some turnovers, stop them. We've got to make some shots.
Of course, you know, through what we consider a lackadaisical third quarter, still only trailing by 7 after being tied. Nolan continues the drought here in the third of the line, frustrated with himself. Of course, it's not been an entire drought. He's been getting 1 of 2 on a couple of the trips, but second one's away. Good. Minute 50 on this third quarter clock. Dogs won the contest on December the 2nd. Back in Salina, trying to sweep the Tigers for the year. Aiden Cherry knocks it out of bounds, got his hands up. The freshmen check in. Parker Upchurch and Easton Garner, promising young duo. JV boys won by about 30, or may not have ended up 30, 20 or so. Yeah. As we mentioned in the girls' game, young Parker Upchurch, 11 of 18 from 3-point in that JV game. Just unheard of.
Yeah, and it's crazy now just to watch it.
And you mentioned it earlier, Doug, as Metter adds the reverse layup. Upchurch had 2-point field goals as well, so
yeah,
over 40 points. Khalid fires a three, top of the key, no good. Clay County has not hit a triple in this third quarter. Sanchez with it, jump ball call. Good job by Sanchez there. And there was no taking it away from Gale Sanchez. They tied him up for it, but couldn't wrestle it from him. Possession arrow favors Clay County. Coley's going to inbound off to our right on the baseline. Cole works it into Nolan out top. Defended by Marlowe. Nolan works. Long jumper. Little short. Rebound Metter. Metter now heads the other way off to our left. Turnover by the Tigers. A lot of thrown away balls in this game by both teams. Minute eight left, 39-31. Tigers lead by eight. Rivals perhaps their biggest lead of the night. Still no Tigers. Well, actually, that's not true. Do have Marshall in double figures with 10. So a balanced scoring effort by Macon. Aiden Cherry fires a three. Give it to him. Aiden Cherry knocking it down. And that's kind of, that's all we've been missing.
Yeah, big bugger right there. We need one. We're a little drought.
You saw Garrison hit one in the third quarter of the girls game. It's kind of the same thing. Mir Simpson says, we've just been needing a bucket. There it is. Sanchez adds one from right block. 41-34. Eads, Cherry, Melton, Garner, and Upchurch. Garner swings back to Aiden. 15 seconds left in the third. Cherry undefended. Volleyball line now steps to the top of the key. Gives the Warner. 8 seconds. Cole with it now. Drives the hoop to the rack. Ball is knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay Clay County ball. 2.6 seconds on the clock. Coach Owens is livid, and I kind of saw it too. Now, official Dykus has blew his whistle just to come say, Coach, listen, this is what happened. Coach Owens takes that correction and gets quiet. Didn't warn him or anything, just explained it to him. Here's the inbound. Melton with it. Shot blocked by Sanchez. Gail Sanchez with a good defensive play, and the Tigers enjoy a 7-point lead after three quarters here at Macon County High School, 41-34.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Dogs trail the Tigers in Macon County, 41-34. Headed into the fourth quarter, and here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nolan Adams leading all scorers with 18 in this ballgame. Cole Eads has 8, Aiden Cherry 3, and Warner Melton 5 for the Dogs. Braylon Marshall has 10 for the Tigers. Brody Huffines and Jake Metter both with 9. Clay County does trail by 7, headed into the fourth and final frame, 41-34. This Bulldog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Barlow with it inside, misses the shot, met her the rebound, his put back good. Things are going to heat up as we get deep into this fourth quarter. Last time we called a game from here was 2 years ago. Saw Nate Adams hit as a junior, hit a jump shot in the paint for the win. Warner Mountain drains a three. Seems like it's always pretty close and pretty action-packed in here.
Yeah, usually ain't a big separation in these games.
7-10 left in this fourth quarter.
Big shot by Warner Mountain. He did it earlier, too. As Macon County got out to their largest lead there. Gets it back to 6, but it goes back to 9, Daniel.
McCade Mix, top of the key. 46-37. 6:50 left. Warner Melton, heat check, missed his left side. Marshall, the rebound. He presses ahead. Warner Melton says, I'll take that, sir, and heads the other way. Warner now dishes to Aiden Cherry. Shot fake, steps sideways, fires the three. Yeah! Aiden Cherry feeling in there. He and Melton have teamed up for multiple threes. I think both of them with two. Melton may have three. And Coach Owens wants the 30-second timeout. Go ahead and play an ad here. 46-40. Tigers lead, 6:26 left.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. 6-point ball game, 40-46. Macon County leads Clay County.
Mix to the hoop, misses. Huff finds the rebound over the back, got it to go. He's so tall and long, he was able to go over the back without contact.
Yeah, that looks like you're going to have a foul out, but he just get go over the top right there to that length.
Nolan Adams, right wing, 6 minutes to play. Nolan to the hoop. Huffines, I thought, was going to be called for one. Now a foul is called. Aiden Barlow going to be stuck with one. No, they're going to get Clay County. Cole Leeds called for a foul.
Kind of player control there, loose ball foul as they both go to the floor. You got to pick somebody, I guess.
I guess, or not by the whistle one. .554 left in the contest. Tigers lead by 8, 48-40. On the floor, Jake Copeland, Aiden Cherry, Warner Melton, Cole Leeds, and Nolan Adams. McCade Mix, baseline drive to the block, shots off the glass, no good. Cherry lets it go out of bounds. And it's Clay County ball.
Got what we wanted on the last trip as Nolan Adams penetrated and got to the rim. Just didn't get the call. Let's see if he gets it here.
Nolan runs the point, directs traffic, dishes to Cole. Cole at right wing. Warner at the high post. Jumper from the elbow, no good. Rebound Metter. Metter dribbles behind the back. Dishes outside the mix. Foul called on the floor against Nolan Adams. I wasn't even watching Nolan. I didn't see the contact.
Just trying to flip it from behind. They almost call it every time.
First personal. Yeah, frequently called one. Always going to be. Marshall loses the handle. Huffines picks it up. He scores. Just how they grew it up, I guess.
Yeah.
10 points to lead for the Tigers, 50-40.
Good
5 minutes left.
Good response from the Tigers out of that timeout for sure. Clay County got it to 6. Now it's double digits.
Aiden Cherry fires the 3 from the corner, no good. Rebound Aiden Marlow. Tigers 6-3 on the season, trying to improve to 7-3. Dogs 4-4. They have beaten Macon. Now a charge called against Braylon Marshall. Threw the shoulder into, I think it was Aiden Cherry. Yeah, Aiden Cherry. That took the charge? Or was
Cole.
It Cole?
Cole.
Cole Eads.
Yeah, Marshall hesitated. Eads timed it perfectly.
Plenty of time left. 4.5 minutes. 10 points the difference. Nolan Adams, top of the key, fires the 3. Miss short. Nolan's just been a little short on some of the longer shots tonight. And here's an offensive foul. Metter just runs over Nolan Adams. Now the Tiger student section think it was the wrong call. I don't see how they can think that.
Well, Nolan Adams moved in there in front of him. But if you get positioned, it doesn't matter if you move in there or not.
Well, there's a lot there. Push off, lower the shoulder. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know.
Khalid's going to fire the 3 on the inbound. Yeah! Oh, what a good one. Momentum starting to swing. Got to capitalize. Need a stop here. 50-43. 7 points the difference. Huffines hit the block. Gives to Barlow. Barlow to the hoop. His shot's good. Back to a 9-point game. 4 minutes remain. District game type atmosphere here.
It is. Good atmosphere.
Neighboring rivals. Aiden Cherry firing the 3. A little short. Met her the rebound. Being harassed at a foul call. Reach in variety. Aiden Cherry called for the foul, his first. 3 team fouls against Clay. 2 team fouls against Macon. We'll go to break here, play one ad, 52-43, 3:45 left.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Bulldog basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank here on the Horizon Sports Network. Under 4 minutes to go, Daniel. It's a 9-point game.
That it is, Thomas. 3:40 and ticking. Tigers with that 9-point advantage you mentioned. Marshall with the ball. Here's a turnover. Coleach takes it away. He and Nolan work in the front court. Cole to the hoop. And a foul called on Marlow, I believe. Could have been Metter. It is Marlow. Third personal. And Cole at the line to shoot. Cole misses the first. Cole usually really good from the free throw line. 77% free throw shooter. Second one's away. Good. Jack Copeland got the lean and almost fell in the lane there. 3:25 left. 8-point ball game. 52-44. Barlow right wing drives against Cherry. Gives the Huffine. Now Matter with it, defended by Nolan. Gives to Mix. Mix three ball. No good. Jack Copeland the rebound. Dogs can cut to 6 or 5, depending on shot selection. Melton to the hoop. Misses. Huffines the rebound. Huffines has hurt us with his length tonight. And there's, like I said, you know, not a lot to do about that other than a box out. Marshall scores. Back to a 10-point game. Time getting shorter. 2:45 left. Each possession starting to mean more. Colton Nolan. Nolan to the paint. Shot up. No good. Got his own rebound. Put back. No good. Copeland keeps it alive. Huffines comes up with it. Metter to Mix. Mix is going to hold now. No, he gets to Barlow at the block. His shot's good. Copeland called for the foul. Aiden Barlow, the sophomore starter, gets the bucket and goes to the line to complete the 3-point play, potentially. .223 left. Tigers lead by 12.
It's a good finish there by Barlow, and Macon County trying to have a good finish of their own here, Daniel, as they've put it in the bucket when it mattered down the stretch. Clay County's got to stem that tide here, try to get a bucket and a stop.
Caden Copeland checks in. Jake Copeland checks out. On the floor, co-leads Nolan Adams, Aiden Cherry, Caden Copeland, and Warner Melton. 2:20 remains. Barlow good on the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Made it a 13-point game, biggest lead of the night for the Tigers. Co-leads misses the jump rebound, Metter. 2:10 and ticking. Marshall to the hoop. Misses the shot. Co-leads the rebound. Dogs need it, and they need it now. Nolan to the hoop. He's fouled hard by Metter. Strong hack on that one. Technical foul against Warner Melton. I think it was unintentional. He hit, Warner hit Metter in the face with the ball. Now, Metter laughing because I think a good acting job by him. But now Coach Edwards has his discussion about it.
Yeah, he's saying, hey, I saw what happened.
Unintentional.
It was inadvertent.
It was called late as well. So So it kind of starts. Metter has the strong hack on Nolan. Nolan took some offense to that. He was headed back to the free throw line to shoot. Now, we've still got to have Nolan shoot. Nolan's got two free throws coming down here first. And then we'll go to the other end to shoot the technical free throws, and Macon will have the ball. But Nolan's got to shoot. I don't know that it matters with 13 points down with 2 minutes left, but.
Well, they're going to have a discussion. I'm not sure if they know for sure, but yeah, Nolan Adams should have two free throws.
Yeah.
Right.
They may go to the other end and shoot the technical first and then let Nolan shoot them.
It should. Everything should go in order.
Yeah.
You know, so it should have two free throws here, then a technical free throw, then they'll be there by.
They'll have the ball, yeah.
But it should be.
We'll swing to the explanation here.
Well, Cole's going to get to shoot a free throw. I don't. Maybe the.
Now, Nolan was the shooter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, I don't understand this. Unless the technical was on Macon County.
Don't know.
The technical must have been on Macon.
Well.
Now, Manner was mixing it up, running his mouth after Warner accidentally hit him in the face with the ball, and I get that. So we got technical free throws here. Now, Nolan's still got to shoot, too. Nolan is fouled going to the rack.
I don't know what they've done here, Daniel. I think they've let Cole shoot Nolan's free throws, what I think.
I think that's what happened.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
What makes it 46-57?
They definitely have to shoot down here.
Will they strike these points off the board? Because now the student section is wise enough. They're the ones calling it out. And now they're discussing.
Yeah, they're in here. So they're going to take them people come off and Nolan have to go shoot.
Yeah, that's what happened. They were mistaken. Of course, Coach Evers didn't say anything. He knew.
Hey, let it go. Can we take points off the board?
Yes, that's correctable.
Okay.
That is a correctable.
Now, this, I don't like it, but this makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to get it right. It's just going to take a while.
So the points are off the board. No one's still just a little short tonight. On the free throws. Good shots hitting right on the front side of the rim. And now we've got good sportsmanship coming from adult spectators who are horse laughing somebody missing a shot. I guess they do it on both sides though. now we go to the other end, and McCade Mix misses his free throw. I guess that same Tiger fan can smile and laugh about that too. 2:01 left in this one. Mix hits the second. Makes it a 14-point game. And it's one of those contests that, any time that 2 weeks ago you beat the team that lost, got a little hungry. I think you seem to this point Macon County being a little hungrier in this contest. And so 2:01 left here. Tigers with a 14-point lead and the basketball. Marshall to the hoop. Misses. And throws it out of bounds. Clay County ball. Well, I don't know, I don't know what the record is out there for time on the scoreboard and a deficit taken care of, but 14 points in a minute 45 is a big ask.
Yeah.
Got to happen here and happen now. Cole Eads fires the three. Missed it.
Yeah, you're going to see Macon County let the air out of it here under minute 30 to go, like you said, Daniel. And, you got to credit the Tigers. Down the stretch, they did what they had to do to get this win, and they just kind of kept pouring it on in the fourth quarter.
So a tie game at the half, 25-25. Second half, you're looking at 33 points for the Tigers and 19 points for the Dogs, you know. And
yeah, it all started there in the third. They outscored Clay County 16-9, headed into the fourth up 7, and it just got away from Clay County there.
50 seconds left in this one. Medder with it in his hands. Tigers going to run it out. So these teams will split this year. And not too shabby a split with the AAA Tigers. Dogs won it home, 54-48. And it's going to be a similar score here, 58-44. Currently is the Tigers likely going to win. Subs here for Coach Edwards, 35 seconds left. We've got Easton Garner, Isaiah Burnett, Fletcher Strong, Caden Copeland, and Parker Upchurch. So the home team winning both times, and nothing surprising about that. Tough to go on the road and win. Strong with it, left wing, defended by Medder. Coach Owens content to leave his seniors in there. Strong going to get the bucket. Nice little touch by Fletcher there. And fitting to get the bucket since Coach Owens going to leave it like it is. Coach Owens saying, hey, let's move it on down and play. Got to cross the timeline. Now he tells them to hold up.
Yeah, he's just going to let his starters kind of dribble it out, I think.
So it'll be Medder dishing to Huffines, and the buzzer will sound. Home team wins both. The Tigers, Tiger faithful cheer like they've won a district championship, and why not? They beat Clay County for the first time in a while. Let's say this. That's the first time since 2019 that Macon County has beat Clay County. I buried that till right now. I didn't even think of it. 15 straight the Dogs had had. So I don't blame them for being happy at beating the Black, Purple, and Gold.
I hear you on that one.
We'll go to break. Come back with the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, With Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network from Macon County High School, this is the Farm Bureau post-game show. Clay County's girls now 5-4 after their win tonight. Boys dropped to 4-5 on the season after losing to Macon County. First time the Tigers have beat the Dogs in 15 tries. I guess 16 is the way you should say it. We had won 15 straight over. Let's get into this Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Big Old Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, just another one of those classics between Clay County and Macon County. We saw what these games mean there down the stretch. As it got a little contentious, but Clay County jumped out to a 14-8 lead at the end of the first quarter as Nolan Adams went on a little streak there, and then it was tied at 25 at the break, and then both teams kind of struggled early on in that third quarter before Macon County found their groove, went up 7, headed into the fourth, Doug, and put it away down the stretch, honestly, against the Dogs.
Yeah, they did. Played really well, and like I said, both teams went through little spurts, and all of a sudden they just took fire, and we just couldn't recover.
Of course, Clay County went cold a little bit there in the fourth also, and Macon County didn't. And we talked about it. You said 15-game win streak, I think, for Coach Edwards and the Dogs, Daniel, and Coach Owens and the Tigers get it done.
Yeah, and, you know, that really fuels into this. You know, of course, Coach Owens, you know, anytime you face an old team that you used to coach, that ups the ante. Neighboring county rivals, that ups the ante. And the streak of being beat, like the seniors, Matter talked about him playing really good in the fourth, really emotional. Well, no wonder. He was playing for the last time a team that he'd never beat.
Right.
And, you know, so you see why it's such a big game.
It was. And they stepped up 5 in double figures for Macon County, led by Brody Huffines with 13. McCade Mix had 10. Braylon Marshall, 12. Jake Metter, 11. And Aiden Barlow, 10. And then Gail Sanchez came in and had a bucket also. So kind of shows you what Coach Owens has got as far as a pretty solid team, Doug.
Well, you've got balanced scoring throughout. That's hard to guard when you got 5 guys basically doing the same thing. So that's pretty nice as a coach. You like that.
Huffines tonight, huge on the boards.
Yeah.
You know, when we see that stat report, I wouldn't be surprised to see him upwards of 20 rebounds in this game.
He had a lot. He's doing a good job, and I remember their one stretch, you know, they had about 4 or 5 attempts at it at the time. So a lot of offensive rebounds also. Clay County led by Nolan Adams. He finished with 18 tonight. Cole Eads chipped in 13, 8, and Cherry 6, and Warner Melton 8. And Fletcher Strong there late, knocking down one from the outside. So Clay County falls 58-46 by 12 points here in Lafayette, Daniel.
Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie Stablock Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EaglePanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build.
One more little promo. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live for the final time tonight to announce the TBS Top Performers from tonight's games. We'll start off with the girls. Big win for the girls tonight. Talked about that earlier. Broke a two-game losing streak they had been on. They played so much better last Friday at Community. Needed that next step. Well, they took another step tonight. And a big reason that step was taken was because of senior Baylor Walden. She set the tone coming out of the gate, had six of the Dogs' first six of the first eight the Dogs had. If I'm not mistaken, four of those might have come off of offensive rebound putbacks, not sure. But if so, that's like a turnover in football, whatever. It swings that momentum so much. And she set the tone early, was gritty, worked hard tonight. I've said for some time now, if we can get 8 points out of Baylor Walden, a bucket a quarter, that would be huge. Well, guess what she did tonight? She had 8 points. It don't take a huge amount, but we've got to have her going. She was going tonight, and we won the game.
Yeah, and it wasn't just about what she did on the offensive production. She battled Kaylee Slayton, who killed the Lady Dogs at home in Salina in that loss, and Baylor Walden was the Slayton Slayer. In a way, she kept her kind of rooted out to the perimeter, Doug, where she couldn't put it in the hole, and that was key for Clay County to build that big lead early, which they held on down the stretch.
Yeah, if you can take away, you know, like I said, the game before when we played them at home hurt us a little, and we took that away, and they struggled a little with that. So just a good job of Clay County.
No doubt, yeah, no doubt. Baylor Walden just doing a great job tonight. Her final ever, talk about seniors in their final games. Her final effort against the Tigerettes, and she can be proud of it. It was a good one, and it was a win. Boys action, tough loss tonight, but one player who I felt really needed a good contest early was Warner Melton, and he hit the first three-pointer he took in this one. He had a tough night down at Community. Fouled out of that game, didn't have a lot of scoring. It just couldn't get it to go. Sometimes you have those nights. He had a pretty good night here, multiple threes, played good defense, handled the ball, assist, just a good night for Warner in a tough game.
Yeah, and it was just kind of responding to that adversity, I thought. You know, Warner could have kind of gone and hit in a hole, Doug, after that performance at Community, but he didn't. He came out, and you could kind of see he had a little fire to him tonight, and it was on both ends, too. He was guarding Marshall in this contest, and, you know, Coach Evers put a little length. Warner Melton's got that, and he put that on Marshall and kind of held him in check, too.
Yeah, done a good job defense. But like I said, good to see. You know, when you have a bad game, don't have two bad games.
Right.
You know, that's what you want. And Warner stepped up. Of course, you expect that from another senior.
Yeah.
So, and that, you look for that adjustment again come Friday night from the whole team, you know, to come, because there's a little sour taste right now.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and Warner's kind of the key to this thing going for Clay County, I think. I said coming into this one, you know, the last Macon County game, we had all three of those guys in high double figures, and that's what these Dogs are going to have. They need Warner Melton, you know, in this home stretch of the season here as we're getting midway through it, Daniel.
Absolutely. Very similarly to how we kind of called out, so to speak, Becker Walden there, saying, hey, for us to be successful, we need her to go. For us to be successful in the boys, we need Warner to go. Makes the difference when they do. Baker Walden and Warner Melton, the TDS top performers from tonight's contest, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, you know, we've had a good time on this front half of the holiday season, front half of Christmas, calling some contests. It's our plans right now. Of course, Clay County's off until Friday night. Boys play Friday night in a standalone game, last game of the night. And
I think
then
it's an 8 o'clock tip.
8 o'clock tip scheduled. On the back end of about four games prior, so it depends on how they go. Then on Saturday, girls play two. They play at noon and at 6:30. Boys will play at 8 also on Saturday. We plan on calling the 6:30 and 8 o'clock doubleheader.
They may be 6
Saturday
and 7:30, I think.
6 and 7:30.
Yeah, that's what it's scheduled.
Pretty much a normal doubleheader.
Saturday night, those last two games. We will not call Friday night's boys game. We will not call the noon game for the girls on Saturday. NFHS Network cameras there in Joe Simms Gym will capture that.
Sure.
You can go find that there if you'd like to see those games. We'll be there, though, to call the nightcap of the two contests. Guys, any final thoughts?
Yeah, this is a good trip across county lines here. It's always a battle between these two schools, and even though Clay County split here tonight, had fun.
Oh, yeah, good. These games are always fun.
They are.
No matter what the outcomes are, these are always fun.
Sure are. Appreciate you being here, Doug. Good to have Coach Sims back with us, too.
Absolutely. Sure was. Folks, We thank our listeners. We thank our sponsors for Doug Strong, Joe Sims, and Thomas Weaver. I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.